Tonight is the yard site of two of the people who participate in the shiur every week have yard site. Rabbi Fenichel has yard site for his father, Tzvi Hirsch, Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer. Rabbi Kitanik has yard site for his grandfather, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yosef. So we'll dedicate the learning in their memory. I thought since it's coming Shavuos, maybe we should learn in Yoni Bikurim. Don't remember, did we learn Bikurim last year?
No, we didn't.
For his father, Tzvi Hirsch, Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer. Rabbi Kitanik has yard site for his grandfather, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yosef. So we'll dedicate the learning in their memory. I thought since it's coming Shavuos, maybe we should learn in Yoni Bikurim. Don't remember, did we learn Bikurim last year?
No, we didn't.
The Rambam and the Moni HaMitzvah, those who list off all of the Tariag Mitzvahs, list off as two distinct mitzvahs the two parts of Bikurim. There's a mitzvah Havuas Bikurim, to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and that appears in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishis Bikuri Ad Noscha Tovi Beis HaShem Lokecha the Havuah, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the mitzvah Parshas Kisavo is Mikra Bikurim, to recite Arami Avodava Vayerib Mitzrayim. These are two distinct mitzvahs, and we don't consider the Mikra Bikurim a chelek mechelkei HaMitzvah. Like Dalad Minim Shabalulov, like when you bring a Korban Oilo, so you have the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, the Haktore, the Hefshit, Nituach, all the different things. So you don't consider Mikra Bikurim a chelek of the Havaz Bikurim. These are considered two distinct mitzvahs. The Mishnah has Mikurim that there are some people who are baby Bikurim and they're not Kore. There's some people who only have the obligation to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and they don't recite the Arami Yavad Ovin. Namely, let's say if the Mishnah has Anisha. Anisha is obligated to be maybe Bikurim, but she's not Kori. That's the very beginning. Yesh Mevim Bikurim Vikorim, the opening line in the first Mishnah. There's some people who have an obligation to bring Bikurim and to recite Arami Yavad Ovin. There's some people who are Mevim, the local, there's some people who have an obligation to bring Bikurim, but they don't have an obligation to recite Arami Avodavi. So then the Mishnah continues to say that Noshim, Mishnah Dalit, it says, Elam Avim, the local, the following people bring Bikurim, but they don't recite Mikra Bikurim. So it says a Ger and an Isha. Why a Ger and an Isha are maybe Vienna Kori? Because when you say Arami Avodavi, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Eretz Yisrael, and you say Hashkifa Mavian Kodshach Mavian Hashemayim Vorech Hasamchi Yisraves Hadama Shenishpat Ala B'Seinu Los Islanu. Bless the land, Eretz Yisrael, which you promised our forefathers, which you swore to our Rami Tzvi Yankiv to give to us. So the Geir can't really say Nishbat Hashenishba Hashem La B'Seinu Los Islanu. He's not a descendant from Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. And the women, even though the women sometimes get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but nonetheless, basically, women were not included in the Shvuah to Avram Avinu, to Yitzchak and to Yankiv, that the Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to their descendants. The Shvuah was only to the men and not to the women. It's interesting, the Rambam paskins like Rabbuta, there's a Tesis in Bava Basra, and Daf Pei Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi has a braisa, the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid, that says that a ger is maybe the Eino Kori, the ger cannot recite Arami Yavel, because he can't say Ha'adom HaShenishba Hashem Ravasein Olos Islanu, because he's not a biological descendant from Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv, and when the ger davens Shemana Esrei, he can't say Lakeinu, Lakei Avaseinu, Lakei Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. The Mishnah says he has to say Lakeinu, Lakei Avos Yisrael. When he says Shas Nisim Avaseinu, he can't say Shas Nisim Avaseinu, he has to say Shas Nisim Avos Yisrael. That's how the Mishnah says. So the Rambam has the famous letter to Avadya Hagir, where he says that we don't pass on like that. And it's in Yad HaChazok also, without the drama of the letter to Avadya Hagir. And the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam paskins like the other Tana. Tosis and Bava Basra has a machlekes, the Ri and the other Balei HaTosis, whether we should paskin like the Mishnah or we should paskin like the Yerushalmi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa and Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees that because Avram Avinu's name was changed from Avram to Avraham, Avham Agoyim Nesaticho, so that means that Avram Avinu, the Rambam spells it out when he quotes in Hilchas Bikurim, and he quotes this din, so he says Avram Avinu, his name was changed to imply that he is an Av. All of those are going to be Boim Lachsas Tachas Kamfei Ashchina, including all of the Geirim. So, and not only Avram, Avram Avinu's name was changed. Avram is Avram Avinu. What about Yitzchak? What about Yankin? Where do you find that they're Avram Avinu? So that is the Ritva Mutches a little bit in Bava Basra and Daf Peyalef on that, and then it's Sivan Chumash. Epis has something somehow. The Tanoim understood that just like Avram Avinu is Avram Avinu, so all the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankin, all three Avos are considered Avram Avinu. They're all Avos. For the whole Ummah Yisraelis, the status of an Av is not dependent on the biological consideration. The fact that the Ger is Bolach Tachas Kamfei Ashchina makes it that he's also called, the Ovis are called Ovis for them as well. So that's how we pass on Halachas. It's interesting, a Ger doesn't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. A Ger comes to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And nonetheless, he can be maybe Bikori. He doesn't get a chelik. And an Isha who does get a chelik is maybe the Enokori. According to the way we pass in Halacha, an Isha is Enok, does not recite Arami Avidavi, even though Bnei Slavcha do get a regular chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and no sons and the daughters get. And a Ger who doesn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, we pass in Halacha, is Kori. He's not only maybe, he's even Kori. He can't say Hashem is Batal Avasein. So that's what the Rav pointed out in one of his Divrei Torah that he printed many years ago, that it doesn't depend on who is not Luchelik Boretz, it rather depends on Hashanishba Hashem Labasena Los Islana, who is included in the Shvuah to the Yovis. So the Gerim were included in the Shvuah, Ayla Maisa, but the Gerim were included in the Shvuah because they're called Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yankif, and the Yovis are called their Yovis. So they were included in the Shvuah, Hashanishba Ta'a Labasena Los Islana, Ayla Maisa, but Poel Mahmish, it's not Shaykh that they should get, because Yerusha means you get from your father got from his father, they don't have his. The cotton shirala dummy, they're not related to anybody got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They're not from the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and they're not from the Boy Horitz. The Gemara has a whole discussion, how did they divide Eretz Yisrael? They're neither here nor there. So even though Lamaisa, they never got any share in Eretz Yisrael, they can still say, Ashenish B'Hashem L'Avasein L'Avasein, they were included in the Shvuah, theoretically. And the Noshim, even though Mitzis, they do get sometimes a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, are not included in the Shvuah. That's a paradox. The who's included in the Shvuah doesn't necessarily have to correspond to who gets a Chelek Baretz, not in one direction or the other. You can be included in the Shvuah, not get. You can be not included in the Shvuah, yes, get. And here this din of Mikra Bikurim depends on who is included in the Shvuah. What happens if a... What happens if a person rents a field in Eretz Yisrael? He doesn't own the field, he rents it. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah base, Harisin v'hachakurois, Asikrikin is a ganef. Asikrikin means someone who stole, or the one who bought it from someone who stole. So that's the sod is ein shalom. So if the sod is ainish alow, then you don't bring bikurim at all. You don't even have a chiyuv havua, because the pasuk says reishis bikuri ad moschel tovi beis Hashem elokech and pashis mishpatim. When it speaks about the chiyuv havua's bikurim, leaving out the mikur bikurim from kisavoy, the chiyuv havua's bikurim state bikuri ad moschel. It has to belong to you. If the karka is not yours, so then you don't bring. So if the sod is a sod gzula for sure, you don't bring. That's obgiret. But even if you rented the sod, Whatever the arrangement of the rental was, arisis and chakiris are two ways to make an arrangement of renting the sod. Either you pay a fixed amount of money for the rental during the course of the year, no matter whether it makes a ton of payers or doesn't make any payers. And you can have another kind of a rental where the arrangement is that I give the balabos 40% of the payers, or 70%, whatever, a sharecropper. I give a percentage of the crop. So it doesn't matter what the arrangements, what the agreements of the rental are. The halacha says that if it's rented, the sod is rented, you don't even have a chiyuv havuas bikurim whatsoever.
It's not ad moscha.
Because not ad moscha? The mission says because it's not ad moscha. Rented is not ad moscha. So v'et ha'shayla, what happens if a person buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, we have in the end of Chumash Vayikra, we have a din of Stei Mikne and Stei Achuza. Stei Achuza is, I got the field Birusha from my father, got to Birusha from his father, got to Birusha from his father. And the Stei Achuza is not, when it comes Yoivo, I'm not going to have to surrender the Stei Achuza to anybody else. This Sada is mine, I got to Birusha. It's mine and it's going to remain by me. So as Stei Achuza, I understand that's called Admoscha. No room to clear Shilas. If that's not Admoscha, to what then is Admoscha? But the Shilas, what about a Stei Mikne? What if I bought a field in Eretz Yisrael, and when it comes Yehova, I'm going to have to give away the field? So what's the nature of that Bailus? So the Gemara says, well, that's only a Kinyan Peris. The Gemara says in Perek HaShaleach in Gittin, since I only have a kinyan l'zman, because when I buy the field from day number one, I know that the sod is also to be given back to Yovel. Meretach b'zman shay Yovel noik. B'zman is that the Yovel is not noik. So if you buy, you stay mikne in Eretz Yisrael, it's behechlet, so it's yours. So it is yours. I don't know, you have to be mavar whether that's true. I think if I'm not mistaken, the whole land belongs to the JNF and they only rent it out. 99 year lease.
99 year
or 49 year lease.
99
year lease. That's another shot, right? So the question, it could be that it's only rented now. It's a different question. What's the status of property in Eretz Bizman Hazeh? It's a different question. Well, let's say Bizman Shanim Kitikunim. So Bizman Shahayoyvel Noyeg. So the Gemara says all you have in the Soda is a Kinyan Peris. Kinyan Peris means that it's a little better than renting. Renting means that the Soda doesn't belong to me at all. I just have the schus to get the peris. That's what renting is. Kinyan peris means that I own the field with respect to the peris that grow. That's a little more. It's a higher madrega. So by kinyan peris, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and a Reish Lakish, where the kinyan peris is considered a bailim. Kinyan peris is kinyan aguf domi. Oh no, kinyan peris lav kinyan aguf domi. It's an interesting, that's a historical machlokes Rabbi Yechon and a Reish Lakish. That's one of the three exceptions to the rule. Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. And usually we have a klal that ain't halacha ketalmid b'mokam harav. Whenever there's a machlekes the Rebbe mutalmid, we always pass like the Rebbe up until the days of Abai Verover. And then the Gemara says, the Goyim say like that. Tosafot quotes from the Goyim, from the days of Abai Verover. Then we have the klal is the reverse, that hilchos of kibasroi. We assume that in earlier generations they were thinking and abstract, they were philosophizing, whatever. From the days of Abai Verover on, they were more concrete. And they took into consideration, the later generations would be more encyclopedic, and they would take into consideration everything that had been discussed earlier that was available to them. It wasn't available, they couldn't take it into consideration, but everything that was available they would consider, and they would come up with a decision that would be achari kechlos hakol, after taking everything into consideration. So then we assume that fakert, hilchus kebasroi, he would bedafke paskan like the Talmidim against the Rebbe, because the Talmud knew what his Rebbe said, and nonetheless he rejected it. So we assume he must have had a good reason to reject it. But up until the days of Abai Rav, it's fakir. Ein alochik Talmid b'makom harav. He would pass like the Rebbe, not like the Talmud. So Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Happened to be his brother-in-law also, the Sachutza Meis, but he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So whenever there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara says we always pass and like Rabbi Yochanan, with three exceptions to the rule. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule. The Rabbi Yochanan held Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Aguf Domi. If I rent, the Mishnah Beis says, if Perikal Mishnah Beis says, if I rent the field, whatever the arrangement of rental is, whether a percentage of the crop, so it's a fixed amount of money, doesn't make a difference. Rented, I'm not the Bala Soda, for sure. But what if I bought the Soda with respect to the Peris? That's a higher Madrega. I have a Kinyan Peris. I own the Soda with respect to Peris. And maybe you should say Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Aguf Domi, and then you are chayiv to bring Bikurim, and you even say Mikro Bikurim. Maybe you have to be Mevi Bikore. Or maybe not. So that's a Machleg Zabiechna Mish Lokish. So the Gemara says, this is one, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in Perak HaChelitz, the first daf in Perak HaChelitz, this is one of the three instances where the Halach is like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, that we pass like Reish Lakish, Kinyan Peris, Lav Kinyan Aguf Domi. So where does that leave us? So the Pashto says, if Kinyan Peris is Lav Kinyan Aguf Domi, it should be the same as renting a field. So just like renting a field, Eino Mevi, Eimevi, Mishum Shinema, Reish is Bikuri Admoscha, it's not Admoscha at all. So here also, if Kinyan Peris Lav Kinyan Aguf, so it's not called Al-Moskva, so it shouldn't even be maybe. The problem is the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish both agree that if I bought a field with Zman Shayevel Noeg, that maybe, the only issue that they have a debate on is whether Korei or not. So So the Achrayim matters zich to understand why should it be that he's maybe at all. If you hold like Rish Lakish, that's the psak over here. The din is like Rish Lakish, that King Paris. Lav ki kinyin aguf dami. Lav ki kinyin aguf. So he shouldn't even be maybe. Should be like rented. Shouldn't he be mechuyev? He shouldn't even be mechuyev lohavi. So the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion on this on Parshas Mishpatim. So he quotes the Achrayim before him. He'll point out there's a Taisis in Bava Basra, where Taisis says that the maybe is only with the Rabbanim. It can't be. We should not break our heads to try to figure out a pshetl over here. There's nothing to pshetl about. The whole maybe is only with the Rabbanim. It's not maybe min haTorah. The difficulty with that is, he points out, the earlier Achrayim had a difficulty. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says, whenever there's a chiyuv bikurim only with the Rabbanon, so you're going to have a problem of chulin ba'azara. You're going to bring the bikurim into the azara, which is chulin. In the Torah, it wasn't chal. The din of bikurim wasn't chal on it because he wanted mechiyuv to be marfrish. So you're going to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. You're going to pick it up and do tnuf and say arami over it. You're going to treat it as if it's a davar sheyesh b'kedusha, and it's not. So there you have a problem of chulin ba'azara. Chul Mazor, we usually used to think Chul Mazor, I shecht the behemoth chulin in the Azorah. Yeah. That's how the Gemara always talks. Chul Mazor, you shecht the behemoth. And you're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azorah. And if you did, you're not allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to shecht kiyuchat bim chamokim. If, how does the Pasuk say? When you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll be far away from the Beis HaMikdash, then you can eat beside Taiva. Kisav and Nafshach Aloy HaBosor, is B'chol Avaz Nafshach HaTizbach V'yachalta. So it says, B'richot Mokim, B'richot Mokim Yishem. So we usually used to thinking that chulam bazar means you're not permitted to shecht chulam bazar, and you're not permitted to eat the behemoth that was nishchet in the azara, shalai kedin, it was a chul, you're not allowed to eat it. Chulam bazar means you're not allowed to walk into the azara with a sandwich. So what is the Gemara saying, Baba Basra, that pay aleph, that if you have something which is only bikurim in the Rabbanon and it's not bona fide bikurim in HaTorah, you have on your hands a problem of chulam bazar, and the Gemara tells you how to solve the problem. So, well, why is there a problem chul mazor? What's the problem? So Taisus and the other Rishonim say, just to walk in with a sandwich in my pocket, that's not chul mazor. Taisus says, and what are you going to walk in with a suit? Yeah. Your suit is chul then also? The suit is chul mazor. So funny kash. So Taisus says, the answer is, that's not chul mazor. To walk in, so you can have a candy in your pocket, you can have a sandwich in the other pocket, a bala schnapps, whatever you want to have in your pocket. If you walk in, that's not an Isser chul mazor. But over here it is an Isser. I'm going to bring in imitation bikurim, and I'm going to pick it up and do a tnuf, and I'm going to say, Arami Yavidovi, the whole works. I'm going to treat it like regular bikurim, and it's not Kodesh, it doesn't have Kodesh as bikurim. So that's why the Gemara raised the Nisha of Kulim Ba'azorah there. So the Gemara says, you have to be Magdashit, Ala Tanai, and Agansa Chadgadya, how you avoid the problem of Kulim Ba'azor. So that's a difficulty that Achrayim ask, if we should assume the way Taisus and some other Rishonim say, that this Gemara that says that if you buy a field in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Shahayoyevel Noheg, and the field is going to go back to the original owner, it's only as they mikna, it's not as they achuza. So that field, all you have is a Kinyan Peris on it, and you're going to pass, and like Rish Lakish says, that Kinyan Peris is Lavki Kinyan Aguv Dami, so it's not called Al Moscho. And that's why you're not korei. That's why you don't say mikro bikurim, because you can't say varach as adama and shenasateli as shenishbatala v'sein olas islanu. It's not how adama shenasateli. Since you can't, so that's the difficulty. If you can't be korei, if you don't have the mikro bikurim, so then you shouldn't even. So you shouldn't be maybe either. So the maybe is only midir rabbanon. If the maybe is only midir rabbanon, so the Gemara should have mentioned something about that, because you have all kinds of chumras. Whenever you only have bikurim and the rabbanon, you have to do something to solve the issue of chulam bazar. And the Gemara never said. The Gemara in Perek HaShaleach, when they presented this machlokes Abayechan and Shlokish, whether koyne sadam achaver bizman shayevol noig, whether he's mevi v'ena korei or he's mevi v'korei, no one ever said that the mevi is only if you magdashit and so on. So that's a difficulty, but l'chor, that's the easiest answer, the way Taisus and other Rishonim say, that the maybe is only midir rabbanon. The Gemara there in Gittin, in the last daf in HaShalech, the Gemara raises a problem. The Gemara says, what will it then be? Let's say, Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael among all the people, fine. And then one of these people, a guy of Chelik and Eretz Yisrael, dies, and he has two sons. So he divides his fields in two parts. So what's the halacha? Do you say yesh breira or do you say ein breira? What's the difference whether you say yesh breira or ein breira? What's the difference over here? So the Gemara says A nafkemina could chop the following shaila. When the father dies and the two sons, Reuven and Shimon, divide, the sadeh, if you hold yesh breira, means huva dor mafreya, this is it. So it's mamish estei achuza. So when it comes yovel, they don't have to give it back to anybody. But if you hold ein breira, so you can't say huva dor mafreya, that this is mamish din yerusha. So if you say ein breira, then you say it's as if I was makna to you my share in the other half, and you're makna to me the share that you had in my half. So if I'm makna to you, you're makna to me, then so it's every Yerusha is stay mikne. So when it comes Yevil, we should be machzirim zelazeb Yevil, whatever that means. That's a further discussion in the Rishonim, a big discussion, the Rambam and Rashi, what that means. But when it comes Yevil, we should have an Asik. There's going to be an Asik. So if a man got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, days of Yishuv Benun, so he brings Bikurim. Yeah, that's a pasuk in the Torah, brings Bikurim. Then the man dies. Kederach Kolam, the man dies and he leaves two sons. So the two sons divide the chelik. So if you're going to say Ein Breira, we paskin b'derais Ein Breira. That's how we paskin. With respect to dinim, they're different shittas. Yes, no, maybe. So we paskin with respect to dinim derais Ein Breira, with respect to dinim derabanon Yesh Breira. That's how most of the paskin hold. The Ran and the Durim, at the beginning of the Perek HaShutfim, quotes all the shittas in the Rishonim of Psak Halacha, and that's the Psak HaMakubo. That with respect to Sagamon, the end of Beitza, with respect to Dinam Deraisa, we pass him Ein Breira, with respect to Dinam Rabbanon, we say Yesh Breira. So if the man died and he leaves two sons, so we should pass him Ein Breira. So Ein Breira should lead you to believe that I had to be makdim to you my share in your sada, you had to be makdim to me your share in my sada. So now comes Yevil, we're going to have to make some new arrangement, because it's only a stay mikna, it's not a stay achuza. So the Gemara raised the question, so it should come out halacha lemaiseh, that the only time a person is going to be maybe bekorei is chad bachad ad Yeshua benun. Is that nitan layomer? The only time the Torah has a parsha bikurim is the man who got the field in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and the small family, one son. You have more than one son, take shenish. You have a lot of daughters, gezum tehe. But if you have more than one son, take shenish. So you can only be maybe the kore if it's achad ba'achad ad Yehoshua ben Nun. Unless we'll have another solution. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yechanan, the kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf dami. If you hold Yesh Breira, so nothing changes when it comes Yevil. So it's not that the Soda is going to leave my Rishus when it comes Yevil. But anyway, we pass on La Locha Ein Breira, so that should lead you to believe when it comes Shnas HaYevil, the field is going to, I'm going to have to surrender the field. So all I have now is a Kinyan Peiris. So if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that Kinyan Peiris is ki Kinyan Aguf Dami, so you can be made with the Kori, even if you bought a field. Even if I bought a field, Bizman Shayevel Noi, there's no problem. So there's no problem if I yarsh in the field, it's like Gora from buying a field. But the way we pass in La Locha, like, we pass in both problems. We pass in like Reish Lakish, that's one of the three exceptions to the rule. We pass in like Reish Lakish, that Kinyan Peiris is Lav ki Kinyan Aguf Dami. So the one who buys Hakayna Sada Bizman Shayevel, Beretz Yisrael Bizman Shayevel Noig, is maybe Ve'ena Koyin, the whole maybe is only Midirabbana. It's not even maybe Minatur. The whole maybe is only Midirabbana. So if you don't have a Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Benun, if you have two sons who Yarshin, they divide the father's Yerusha, and we pass on Laloch with respect to Dinim Deraisa, Ein Breira. So the Sada has to go away, be Yevel. So the Gemara has a Lashon there, Lo Matzinu Yedeinu V'Ragleinu. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan holds Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf Dami, so he doesn't face any problem. Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peiris lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, he happens to hold that Yesh Breira. But the Gemara says, you can't hold both together. If you hold Ein Breira and you hold Kinyan Peiris is lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, then it's ridiculous. Lo Matzinu Yedeinu V'Ragleinu, like in Yiddish you would say, those unhented on feast. Vaguely, not exactly the same, but it has a similar expression. That's ridiculous. The Moses Lomatina Dana Magdalena. How can it be that the Pasuk in the Torah of Havuaz Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim is so restricted, so limited? Such a big Pasuk, and it turns out it's rarely ever going to be observed. So that's a thesis, and the end of HaShaleach says, so what do we do? Halacha L'maaseh, we paskin both ways. They're both ways, Tegnish. We paskin Ein Breira, with respect to Din Derais Ein Breira. So it should follow that Machzirim Zela Zebi Yoivo. So all you have is a Kinyan Peir. You have a Kinyan Peir, we paskin like Reish Lakish. Kinyan Peir is maybe Vienna Kurin. The whole maybe is only with the Rabbonah. So Bleibtach, that the only time you bring Bikurim is Chad Bachad, how can it be? So that's what Tosis explains, that even though the Gemara made that statement, how can it be? Either you have to give in on this or give in on this. You can't hold both together. Tosis says, not exactly 100%. It's not so muchlach like that. You can even hold Ein Breira, and still, Ein Machzir Mzalazev Yovel. The Torah only says that when Yovel comes, you have to surrender the field if you bought it from somebody. But if the father died, you made a chalukah, even though you hold, Sof Kosefer was a Yerusha, even though the halacha says that Ein Breira, but it's still not the same as buying a field. So when it comes Yovel, I remain with the field. That's what Tosis... That's how Tosis Parenfes the Kash. But that's how we certainly assume Halacha L'maisa, that the din of Havuas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim is not restricted, it's not so limited to the instance of Chad Bachad Ad Yeshubin, and it should only be applicable in a situation where the man who got the field in the days of Chalukas Aretz, in the days of Yeshubin Nun, the Sheva Shechilku, that he gave a Birusha to his single son, or gave a Birusha to his single son, everybody only had one son. All the way down. That's ridiculous. That's what the Gemara says. So davar pasha that's leinitan lahiyome.
But by a ger is also always going to be midrabunan. How did the ger get the field? He's also the master bought the field.
He bought
right?
the field. He bought the field.
It's always going to be a midrabunan.
Let's say bisman she'ena yovel noik. Bisman she'ena yovel noik is only going to have a kinyan peiris, so it's only going to be maybe midrabunan. But let's say bisman she'ena yovel noik, so the field is not going to go away. Then he has a kinyan aguf. That he doesn't have only a kinyan peiros.
If you buy from an Arab,
if you buy a field from an Arab, as man as that's a problem. We're not exactly sure who the Medina belongs to. You have to figure out what the facts are. What exactly is the status of Truma? What exactly is the status of Bikurim? What kind of a Kedusha does it have? So the Mishnah in the second parak of Bikurim begins with a description. HaTruma v'HaBikurim, Truma has certain things in common with Bikurim. And then it continues to say that Maizusheni has certain, Bishta base, Maizusheni has certain things in common with Bikurim. There is a din, in order to get malchus, eating tray for food, you have to eat a kazayas. If you eat less than a kazayas, so we pass and you don't get malchus. Rab Shimon, the Tanner, Rab Shimon Bayechoy holds not so. And makas, the Gemara, Rab Shimon holds kol shuhu the makas. Well, I'm a kazayas, ela le korban bolvad. In order to be chayv a korban b'shoygig, you have to eat a kazayas. But we don't pass like Rab Shimon. We pass and if you didn't eat a kazayas of tray for food, you don't get malchus. Boss haste a kazayas of tray food. Let's say the fella had a ham sandwich. And the ham in the middle was less than a kazayis, and the sandwich was mashlim the shear to the kazayis. Is that considered ein achila plus a kazayis? But he did an achila. He ate a whole ham sandwich. But the part of iser was less than a kazayis. Would you say heter mitzdarif li iser? Or you say ein heter mitzdarif li iser? So that's a machlokes satan. And we pass can know. Ein heter mitzdarif li iser. In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of iser. The fact that you did a maisa achila by eating a whole sandwich with a heter and other things, and the Terech HaDvarim, he ate also a little bit of Issa, that's not enough. You have to eat a full Kazayis of Issa. Now the Gemara has a further Machlokes HaTanaim. What if the fella eats a half a Kazayis of Nevela and a half a Kazayis of Tevel? No HaTreifezah. He ate it and he eats it together. So let's say the ham. Let's say it's a half a Kazayis of ham, and the bread that the sandwich is made from is a half a Kazayis of Tevel. So they weren't mafish chalas, so it's Tevel. So there's a further machlekes, Rab Meir and the Chachamim, would you say, Isur mitzar from Zeh Mzeh? Self call self, he ate a kazayis of trade for food, so he deserves malchus. And we paskin, no. We paskin just like, Ein hetem mitzar for Isur, you have to have a kazayis of Isur. So Ein Isur mitzar from Zeh Mzeh, you have to have a kazayis of one Isur. This Isur with that Isur have nothing to do with each other, and you won't get any malchus. So the Mishnah in Me'ilah lists off certain cases where you're really eating different isurim, but they are mitzar from zemzeh because it's all shem echad. So it says, let's say a non-kohen is forbidden to eat truma. So if a non-kohen, not allowed to eat truma, not allowed to eat challah and bikurim and ma'aser mena ma'aser. When you give ma'aser rishon to the lady, so the lady has to be mafresh ma'aser mena ma'aser and give that to the kohen. So the ma'aser mena ma'aser is also called truma. So the Mishnah says, if a non-kohen, if a zar eats a whole mixture, that has a korva b'kezayis of truman, a korva b'kezayis of chalon, a korva b'kezayis of bikurim, and a korva b'kezayis of ma'isa mila ma'isa, it's been star from yachad that he should get malchus because it's all shem echad. The Mishnah says, kol sheshmaseim shavim, yishireim shavim. If the shur, even if it's shem echad, but the shurim would be different, if this would be kazayis and this would be kadashe, then it's not mitztarfim. But if everything is kazayis, shireim shavim. The shear for all of these things is the same, and it's shmaseim shavim. They all call truma. We in the Mishnais we call this bikurim, and this is truma, and this is ma'isim and ha'ma'iser, and this is chala. But in the chumash they all refer to as truma. It's all shem echad. So since it's all shem echad, so the Mishnah says that the mitztarfim yachad, this mamish shem echad. So on the one hand, the bikurim has a kedushas truma, and the Mishnah lists off all the dinim. That's the beginning of Perek Beis. On the other hand, there is clearly a din in bikurim that doesn't apply to truma. That's based on the fact that it has an aspect of kedushas ma'aser sheni v'netzer revayt to it. The bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. The bikurim cannot be eaten chutz l'Yerushalayim. So it's clear that that's like ma'aser sheni v'netzer revayt. So that's clearly an aspect of kedushas ma'aser sheni that it has. So that's mishnah base. Yesh b'ma'aser bikurim ha'sheni came with truma. There are certain aspects that bikurim shares in common with ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser in the Mishnah means ma'aser sheni, which doesn't apply, which aspects do not apply to truma. So the bikurim really, in effect, is a hybrid. It's a combination. The kedushas ha'bikurim is a combination of kedushas truma together with kedushas ma'aser sheni. That's why you have in that Mishnah machlekes of Shimon and Achachamim, all based on psukim. What about the din of oinen? A person who is an oinen, one of the zayin kroyim died. So that day, the kroyim have the status of aninus. So one who's an oinen is permitted to eat truma. We have no psukim that say it's forbidden to eat truma. But in vidui meiser, on erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, this was a Shasa Shemitah. And erev Pesach of the fourth year, you have to recite vidui meiser, bi'ayti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis, v'gam nisati v'alim. So you say, lo yachalti bi'yoni mimenu. I observed all of the mitzvahs as you have commanded me, and one of the mitzvahs is that I didn't eat it in the state of aninus. So from the psukim we learn out that one is forbidden to eat ma'aser sheni neter revai and the state of aninus. Ma'aser sheni neter revai have the identical dinim, kemat the same dinim. So there's a machlekes hatanaim, what about Rab Shimon and Chachamim, what about bikurim? Truma is mutter to an oinen. An oinen is permitted to eat truma. But an oinen is not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. So what's the halacha regarding bikurim? Bikurim is like a hybrid. It has partial dinim like truma and partially has dinim like neter revai and ma'aser sheni. So should you say that with respect to aninus you go to chumre in all directions, so you say, well, since it has the kedushas ma'aser sheni, so an oinen is forbidden to eat it? Or do you say, no, basically it's a kedushas truma with a little twist. So since basically this is kedushas truma, so an oinen would be permitted to eat. And the same achleg is by biur. Same achleg is atanayim. Reb Shimon holds that basically it's truma. Reb Shimon holds basically truma with a little knetch. And the other chachamim say no, it has superimposed one kedusha on top of the other. You have to go the chumrah in both directions. Whatever chumras you have from ma'aser sheni have to be imposed on the bikurim as well. The Avnei Nezer has tshuvas on Shulchan Aruch, and the order of the Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim Yerudei, Chayish Mishpat, Ebenezer Chayish Mishpat, and then at the end of Chayish Mishpat, he only has around 50 tshuvas on Hilchas Chayish, and in Yoni Chayish Mishpat. Then at the end of the Chayish Mishpat, it's a much thinner volume than the others, but at the end he has all kinds of miscellaneous issues that he discussed. Some are tshuvas that belong back in the earlier Chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, and others have nothing to do with Shulchan Aruch. So in the end, in the miscellaneous section of the Chayish Mishpat, he has a michtav divrei Torah. Some, I think, a nephew of his or someone discussed a shaila with him. The din is that a zar she'ochal truma b'shegeg, if a non-koyin ate by a non-koyin is not permitted to eat truma. And if he eats truma b'meizid, is misa b'dei shamai, a zar she'ochal truma meisa b'okir chalu. It's a pasuk. You're not permitted to eat truma if you're not a koyin. What happens if b'shegeg, a non-koyin went ahead and he ate truma? So the Torah says he has to give keren v'chaymish to the koyin, and he has to give v'nasan l'koyin es ha'kodesh. So the Mishnah says in Trumas you have to give davar ha'roi li es kodesh. Let's say I'm not a koyin, and by mistake I went ahead and I ate $10 worth of cookies that were made from truma. I drank $10 worth of wine that was trumadika wine. So I have to give keren v'chaymish. I ate b'shegeg. So I have to give keren v'chaymish. Chaymish doesn't mean 20%. It doesn't mean 20%. It doesn't mean that I give $12. Chaimish means 25%. Means that after I give it, it'll be 1/5 of the sum total. So I don't give to $10 as keren. And the chaimish is $2.50. So I have to give $12.50. I cannot make out a check, and I cannot pay in cash. I have to give dafke dobah haroi lias kodesh. I have to give the kohen another bottle of wine that's worth $10, and or two bottles of wine. One that's worth $10, one that's worth $2.50. You have to give dobah haroi lias kodesh. You have to give a bien, and by giving it to the kohen, it says v'nasan hakohen es hakodesh. It's netoch lias truma. So that new bottle of wine that I started off as being chulin, with which I pay the kohen the keren with the chaimish, does v'etalein kodesh. And now the din says that if I'll be shaygig, I'll go ahead and I'll eat that, I'll have to give a kamer chaymish on that. The minute I give it to the kohen, that is kodesh, it becomes truma. So what's the din if a non-kohen by mistake ate bikurim? So bikurim is also truma. So it has to be mafrish, rightly, it has to be mafrish, bikurim, and give it. So the Avni Nezer discusses a shayla when he'll be mafrish, the new bikurim tachtov. This halacha that you have to give nasan keren v'chaimish and nasan l'kainis ha-kodesh do ha-roi li'es kodesh and it's not l'es kodesh, that's only a din in truma. That's not a din in ma'isa sheni net to revive. So do I say over here that this is one kedusha superimposed on top of the other, or do you say that it's a kedusha truma with a knetch? It's a hybrid. When you're going to give the do ha-roi li'es kodesh and it's going to be nepach li'os truma, but it'll only be truma which you can eat chutz li'rishalayim? Because the kedusha is ma'aseh sheni shebo that you ate b'shogeg, you're not mechuyev to replace that. You want mechuyev to replace the kedusha as ha-truma. So when you give the truma, it's a nepach li'as truma, that's all. And then the tashlumei truma for the zar she'ochal bikurim b'shogeg can be eaten chutz li rishalayim also. For sure it can be eaten to anayim. Or should I say no? It's not that it's one kedusha superimposed on top of the other. As a kedusha truma with a kedusha ma'aseh sheni, one on top of the other. It basically has a kedusha truma with a hybrid over here. So when you give davar haroi li'as kodesh, that's what it's going to become. It's going to be such a kedusha with a status that it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So he tries to bring rais in his matchips. He has a tesis in Yevomis and Perik Ha'arl. His matchi does merely have an arise. Abslachayr should depend on this machlagis of Shimon and Echachomim. Whether the Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni is superimposed on top of the Kedushas Hatruma, or no, the two are blended in together. It's one status of, it's one hybrid Kedusha of Truma with Ma'aseh Sheni together. This din that the Mishnah is telling us, that Bikurim has in a certain sense a status of Ma'aseh Sheni, this is Mavur in the Pasuk, not only because you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, it's Mavur in the Pasuk like that. It says in the Chumash in Parashas Re'eh, V'yachalto sham lifnei Hashem alakecha ma'aseh digoncho v'sirosho v'yitzarecho v'choriz b'kocho v'tzanecho v'chol nederecha shatido trumas yodecho, I think, the trumas yodecho. So the Gemara says in Makkos, the trumas yodecho, elu ha-Bikurim. That's referring to Bikurim. And the Gemara says there in Makkos and in the middle of Zvachim and of Samach Aleph or so, the Gemara says that this pasuk is telling you a Hakesha, that all of these have the same din. That Ma'aseh Sheni, Echalto Sham Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Ma'aseh Dgoncho V'Sirosho V'Tzarecho, is referring to Ma'aseh Sheni must be eaten in Yerushalayim, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha in Yerushalayim. You have to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to eat Bechor Behema Tohoiro, and you have to eat Truma. And these three are singled out. They have a special status, different from all other Kachim Kalim. Maisa Behema and Korban Pesach and Shlomim and Toido also are Kachim Kalim. Also have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But they don't have the din that Bechor Behema Torah has. This pasuk only speaks about these three things. Maisa Sheini Vechata Hashem Lefna Shecha Maisa Dgoncha Maisa Bechorcha B'tzanecha Bechor Behema Tohoira and Trumas Yadecha Eil Abikum. These three have a special din that's called Havo Asmokim. What do you mean Havo Asmokim? All Korbanos need Havo Asmokim. You have to bring all Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring a Korban Chutz LaMikdash. And all Kachim Kalim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And all Kachim Kalim have to be eaten in Azorah. In what sense do we call this Havo Asmokim? This are Gemara, and the Rambam quotes this. So the Reb Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam, all Arich is he keeps on hacking about the Havo Asmokim, and he never defines what it is. He never gives a definition of what the Havo Asmokim is. Rabbi Menachem Zembe is the first one who has in print, in writing, what is the definition, what is unique about these three, what is special about these three, Ma'aseh Sheni, Bechor Behema Tohoira, and Bikurim. The Gemara says, The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Let's say a farmer in New York State, a Jewish farmer, has a behemoth, a cow that's about to give birth for the first time. And instead, so the din is that he's supposed to sell and make a shutfus with the goy in order not to get involved in any problem. Let's say Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikai. So you're not allowed to make a shutfus with the goy in order to get involved, in order to avoid the problem. You have a mitzvah to let it become Kaddish B'chor Behemotar. Unless you need the shutfus with the goy stam in order that the business should continue. But if you're only doing the shutfus in order to party yourself, that's haroma. So you're not allowed to do a haroma in order to avoid fulfillment of the mitzvah B'chor Behemotar. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes of the Kivin Rabbi Shmuel. What if a farmer lives in Chutz Laaretz and he doesn't have any shutfis with a goy, and his cow gives birth to a vlad, which is a bechor behemetor, a zocher, which is a bechor behemetor, and he's interested in bringing this animal to the Beis Hamikdash? Can he fly it in to the Beis Hamikdash and be makriv it on the mizbeach or not? So Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, if you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, mekablim hemen, and you makriv it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva says, no, and the psak is like Rabbi Akiva, that you cannot bring a bechor behema tahira from Chutz Laaretz. If it was born in Eretz Yisrael and they took it out, then you can bring it back. But if it was born in Chutz Laaretz, it depends when it was born. When it's born, then it becomes niskadish. We say that a bechor is kodesh mirechem. It doesn't mean that it's kodesh while it's in the rechem. The Mishnah is in Kasha, in the middle of Chulin. The Mishnah is in Feris, Eibifarish. A bechor is kodesh mirechem means when it's born. Before it's born, it doesn't have. So the moment of birth, that's the moment that it becomes niskadish. So if it's born in Chutz Laaretz, so the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, you cannot have havoas mokum from Chutz Laaretz. If I'm magdish a korban Pesach or korban Shlomim or korban Taida in New York, I can fly it into Yerushalayim to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. That doesn't need Havoas Mokum. Havoas Mokum doesn't mean that you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Havoas Mokum means a different thing. That's what Rabbi Nachum Zembe explains. The Pasuk says that these three things, Maisa Sheni and Bechor Behemot Torah and Bikurim, calls man that they're not brought to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha is incomplete. When you bring it to Yerushalayim and you do the Havoas Mokum is Mashlim, the Kedusha. That's not true regarding other korbanos. Not by kachim kachim and not by kachim kal. Many other korban, if I magdish it here, it gets the full kedusha aguf. I have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash because I can't do shchut echutz. That's a different halacha, but it's not that I have to bring it to Yerushalayim for the purpose of being mashlim in the kedusha. Here, the Gemara states beferish that it's not so. That the bringing it to Yerushalayim, not to the Beis Hamikdash, the bringing it into Yerushalayim, that's called havoas mokum. The bringing it into Yerushalayim is mashlim the kedusha. The mashal, the pasuk has it in. Also in Parshas Rei, lo suchal. There's an essay and there's a lo essay. Uvasa shama b'havesim. How does it say? Yachalta shama lifnei shama kecha ma'isa digonecha b'sirah shavitzrecha v'choras b'kocha b'tzanecha u'chumas yadecha. So that's the essay. Yachalta shama is an essay. If you eat the ma'isa sheni chutz Yerushalayim, you're mavatl. You're right around an essay. Then the pasuk has a loisa essay. Lo suchal achol b'sharecha ma'isa digonecha b'sirah shavitzrecha v'choras b'kocha b'tzanecha u'chumas yadecha. There's a loisa essay. So the Gemara says in Makkos in the third parak, Bamedvarim Amurim, when do you violate that loisese and you get Malkus on it? If you eat the Maisa Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim, that's only if the farmer had Maisa Sheni and he brought it to Yerushalayim and then he took it out. But if he's on his way to bring it to Yerushalayim and he just eats it before it ever gets there, so then the Gemara says he's not like, he's not over. So Taisa is not over on the loisese, he's over on the essay. He's mevatel and over the yes of Yachalta Hashem lefnei Hashem lekecha, but he's not over on the loisess unless it was first brought into Yerushalayim and brought out. Why? So he could have said pshat. It's really not yet muchach. He could have said pshat that the only time you violate the loisess is if you could have fulfilled the mitzvah with it. If it was never brought to Yerushalayim yet, and you didn't have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, so then you don't have the loisess. You could dingzach. So Menachem Zemer says don't dingzach because the lashon Gemara reads like this. The Gemara has the following. A man is walking to Yerushalayim and he has like a hobo, he has a stick over his shoulder, he has the pack over here with the Maisa Sheni, with the Netta Revai, whatever, with the Bikurim, and he is a long stick, and he is Lifnim and Achayma, and the pekel is still outside, didn't enter yet. So the Gemara says, Adayin lo niskadish. And if he brought it in, then it's niskadish. So what do you mean Adayin lo niskadish? He was mafrish the Maisa Sheni at home, he was mafrish the Bikurim, what do you mean Adayin lo niskadish? The Kedushas Maisa Sheni was ready chal before, so you seem a foolish from the Lashon and Gemara like that. So Gemara and Pesachim also mefurish like that, that before you bring it to Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedusha. The entering into Yerushalayim is mashlim the Kedusha. That's a special din that only applies to these three things, only to Ma'aseh Sheni and to Bikurim and to Bechor Behemet Torah. It doesn't apply to other Karbonos, not to Kachim Kachim and not to Kachim Kalim. And that's the special din that Rabbi Akiva holds, that you cannot have Habas Mokum from Chutz Loretz if the Bechor Behemet Torah, that you don't have Ma'aseh Sheni in Chutz Loretz, there's no Kedusha Saretz, you're not Chai, that you don't have Bikurim in Chutz Loretz, also you're not Mechuyev, but Bechor Behemet Torah you do have. If the cow gives birth to a Zachar, it has a Kedusha as Bechor Behemet Torah. You have to wait till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to shecht it Chutz Lazor. You have to wait till it gets a mum to be allowed to shecht it. So the question is, if it does have a Kedusha as Bechor Behemet Torah, so what's to prevent me from bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash and be makrivit? Like Rabbi Shmuel says, if you bring it, they'll be makrivit. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, even b'diyeved, if they brought it, they cannot be makrivit, because you cannot have Havas Mokum from Chutz Loretz. Only what began its Hascholos HaKedusha in Eretz Yisrael, there the Kedusha could be Nishlemes by bringing it into Yerushalayim. But if the Hascholos HaKedusha began in Chutz Loretz, it's not Shach to be Nishlemes by bringing it into Yerushalayim. That's the concept of Havas Mokum. It's a special din that only applies to these three instances. There's an interesting Mishnah in Kalim. The Rav was very fond of saying this over. Somehow it always came up on a Yortzeit. When he used to learn Mishnah, he said whatever Mishnah he was learning, he would always like to bring up this Mishnah in Kalim. Mishnah in Kalim, that in the Hasidish Sidurim, they have it printed for Leil Shabbos, that they learned through this Mishnah. Perek Aleph in Kalim. Litzof Esa Kedusha, saying the 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Loretz. And within Eretz Yisrael, all Ayaros Amakov, Eschem, and Moshe, Shub, and Nun have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And then Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the walled cities from the days of Shub, and Nun. Then the Harabais has a higher level, slightly higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. Then you go right to the Chil and the Azor, the Azos Noshim, and the Azos Yisrael. Some of the Chilukim are the Reis, some are Olam Midrabbona, until you get to the Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, and the Ulam, and the Hechel, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Ben Abadim. 10 different levels of Kedusha. So the Mishnah has to explain to you the Mayanaf Kemina. So the Mishnah says, Eretz Yisrael, in each step of the way, the Mishnah says, a din has a level of Kedusha with respect to X, Y, Z. It tells you which din. So on the first din, the Mishnah says, Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mekol HaRotza, is with respect to what? So if you reverse to us, yes, Kachal Dan Cheder, Eretz Mayanaf Kemina. So I'll say, Shumas HaMaisis, Shmita V'yayva, Lekat Shikha Peya Bikurim. None of the above. The Mishnah digs up two obscure dinim that no one ever heard of, in the middle of Menachos, that the Omer and Shtei Alechem have to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. All other Menachos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, you can import grain from America, from Russia, from everywhere, from wherever you get it, and bring a Karbon Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. The Omer on Pesach, on the first day of Chalamay Pesach, and the Shtei Alechem is the Karbon that you bring on Shavuos. The Omer is from barley, and the Shtei Alechem is from wheat. So those bits of grain have to have been grown in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Eretz Yisrael Mekadesh has been called Harat Hashem, and we've been Ha'omer Ashtei Alechem. So some have the Girsa in the Mishnah, we have the Girsa, not some, we have the Girsa printed on Mishnayis, Ha'omer Ashtei Alechem Baha Bikurim, and the Vilna Gaon crosses out Bikurim. You only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael, the Din is a Din Emes, you only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. So why did the Vilna Gaon cross out the Mishnah, Bikurim? Because in the Sifrei Zuta, the Sifrei that we have, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Vav, Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, and Stam Tosefta is Rab Nechemia, and Stam Sifrei is Rab Yudit, Rab Eloi, and Stam Sifrei is Rab Shimon. The Kulu Aliba de Rab Akiva, they all follow the Shitas of Rab Akiva. So the Sifrei that we have a Sifro on Vayikra, that's Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yudib, Rabbi Loi, and the Sifrei is on Bamid, but in form Stam Sifrei is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bayechoi, and it follows Rabbi Kiva. But there's another Sifrei that's called, some call it the Sifrei Zuta, some call it the Rashi, and the Rash on Mishnah is called the Sifrei Bipanim Acherim, a different version of the Sifrei, it's a whole different style Hebrew. It's like a Talmud Yerushalmi style Hebrew. And it's Alibi the Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Alibi the Rabbi Akiva. The Rishonim quoted, there are a lot of dinim in the Rambam. that the only source that we have available is this Sifrei Zuta. So this Sifrei Zuta was published in Europe, different editions. So one of the editions was published in between the First and Second World War by a friend of Rav Menachem Zemer. Also, they were businessmen, a group of businessmen who were great goyim, the greatest goyim that we ever had from all the generations. They were in business. They weren't practicing Rav. They didn't give shiurim in public, and they were not rabbonim or malam ganesh. They were businessmen. They didn't want to make a kardim lachtova. So this friend, his name is Yoskevich, I think. So he published the Sifrei Zuta with Heoris. So and he asked Rav Menachem Zemer if he can add on some Heoris as well. So the opening section of the Sifrei Zuta is on Parshas Noso or Bahaloischo, the Parsha of Shiluach Tmei Min Amachna. I forgot where is that. That's it. Noso. There is no Sifrei Zuta on Bamidbar and Noso till the Shiluach Tmei Vishalch Min Amachna. Called Tzurov Chazal Chatom Lanavish. So the Sifrei Zuta begins Esek Kedushas Hain. It lists off the Esek Kedushas. It has exactly verbatim the same as the Mishnah, with slight variations. So Rav Menachem Zemer wrote a whole kuntres around 100 pages long, explaining the variations. How come over here it says this, and over here the slight variations? So this is one of them. He explains how come in the Sifrei Zuta does not say Bikurim, and in the Mishnah it does. We have it in the Mishnah, and the Goyim crosses it out. Why did the Goyim cross it out? What's the issue, whether it should be or should not be? What's wrong? The din is a din emes. The Kurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav used to say this pshat that Rav Menachem Zemer has in his kuntres, and the Oitzer has Sifrei, explaining this issue. So Rav Menachem Zemer explains, the Mishnah doesn't say Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mekol Harot, it says it's Chayv in Shumas and Maisus and Leket Shikhlepeyo and in Shemitah the Yoiva. Why? That's because of Kedushas Haaretz. Mitzvah, Chayvus Karka, Mitzvah Tlui Baretz, and in Hegesel Baretz. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is not driving that. The Mishnah is trying to tell us there are 10 levels in Kedushas HaMikdash. The Iker of the Kedushas HaMikdash is in the Kodesh HaGadosh and Bein Abadim. Then as you go further, the Heichel has a little less Kedusha. Then the Azara has a little less Kedusha. And then you go to Ezra's Noshim, has a little less Kedusha. You go weiter out into the Harabai's little lower Kedusha. As you go further away from the center of the Kedusha, from the Bein Abadim and the Kodesh HaGadosh, so as the Kedusha spills out, it gets a little weaker and weaker. And then it says all of Eretz Yisrael has a mikzas of Kedushas HaMikdash. So with respect to what din do you say that all of Eretz Yisrael has a mikdash of Kedushas HaMikdash? Mishnah is not going to say Trumas and Mais is like Shikhapay and Shemitah V'Yevil. That has nothing to do with Kedushas HaMikdash. That's because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Has Kedushas HaAretz. How do you see from that Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash? So the Mishnah had to dig up these two obscure dinim. Shemivim imena ha'oimer ashtay alechem. That the oimer ashtay alechem is not from the mitzvah Satliyas Ba'aretz. Why should it only be only good if it grew in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is Kach Nemar Halacha. The Oimer Shtei Alechem has to grow in the Beis Hamikdash. Has to grow in the Beis Hamikdash, and all of Eretz Yisrael has a sufficient level of Kedushas Hamikdash with respect to this din. That's why the Mishnah only mentions that. That's how the Rav used to say over this pshat. So he said, what's the issue as to whether the Bikurim does belong or does not belong? So he says, Rav Menachem Zemer has the same comment. So he said, there is a Taisusel, a little Taisusel in Bava Basra and Daf Pei Aleph. There's a little Shtikra Gemara, two block Gemara there. So there's a Taisus that discusses the status of Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, but the Gemara has a pasuk, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Lemutei Chutz La'aretz. So Taisus Frek Takasha, why do you need a Miut Lemutei Chutz La'aretz? Egendach Lechstacha Mitzvah Tlui Ba'aretz, in all agricultural mitzvahs, we learn out from a different pasuk, in the Mishnah, the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, that all agricultural mitzvahs only have to be observed in Eretz Yisrael. Chavis Aguf has to be observed all over the world, but in Mitzvah Tlui Ba'aretz, and in Hegesel Ba'aretz. So why do I need an additional pasuk over here? So one Taratayis suggests is that in Parshas Mishpatim, it's written in one pasuk. It's all in one pasuk. So I would have thought that one pasuk is like a hekish. It's a hekish. So I would have thought just like Basa B'chalav applies all over the world, that's a chavis aguf. So to perhaps Bikurim should be an exception to the rule that it should apply all over the world. So I need a miut. Not to darshan this hekish. Mamish, this is the pasuk. But I would have darshan the hekish. And Taisus quotes, there's a tosefta that alludes to this possible havamina. The tosefta says the basa b'chalav nehegdis bein b'oretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So Taisus asks, what's the chiddush? Tosefta in perakol basa. Of course, basa b'chalav nehegdis bein b'oretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Tatai says, no, I would have darshan the hekish, that it's in the same pasuk with Bikurim. So I would have thought that there has to be some relationship. I would have thought either Bikurim should even apply in Chutz L'Aretz, or Pasuk B'Cholim should not apply in Chutz L'Aretz. One or the other. So I need pasuk, I need psukim to darshan that it's just not so. So that's one suggestion. So Tesis in that suggestion sticks to the original svarah that they had in the Kasha, that Bikurim is really one of the mitzvahs hatliyas v'aretz. And then Tesis suggests another answer, that maybe the premise is not correct. Maybe the halacha says that Bikurim is not considered a chovis hakarka at all. Maybe it's only called a mitzvah hatliyas v'aretz when it's tovil. Shumas amais, when you have Isurim involved. If you're not mafresh, shumas amais is you have an issa to eat the tevil. Shemitah and Yovel have Isurim. You have restrictions over there. There are Isurim over there. Like in Shikampeir also there are Isurim. But with respect to Bikurim, so Tesis suggests that maybe since if you're not mafresh to Bikurim, it doesn't make any Isetevel. It's just a mitzvah. And if you don't have a field, you're not mechuyev in Bikurim. Only if you have a field. So Tesis suggests maybe it doesn't really belong under the category of the mitzvah Satlois Barbets. Maybe it's not. It's not called a chayvas karka. Maybe it's really called a chayvas aguf. And I need a separate pasuk to say that it's only in the Haggis Baritz and it's not in the Haggis B'chutz L'Aretz. Very strange, but Al-Kopanim, very strange to understand that shita. But Tesis Al-Kopanim has two opinions, whether the halacha that limits the observance of Bikurim Teretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz L'Aretz, does it boil down to the fact that Bikurim belongs to the same category as Trumas and Maris, Shemitah, the other, like the Shikhapeo, or no? It's a separate halacha based on a separate Xeris HaKos about Moscho, Lumutei Chutz L'Aretz. So that's where Rav Menachem Zemin, the Rav, used to say that that's the issue that the Tanoim were debating over here. The Mishnah in the first Perek in Kalim is listing off the Esa Kedushas that Eretz Yisrael has a Mikzas of Kedushas HaMikdosh. It's not telling me that Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas HaOretz, that Yechai V'Mitzvahs HaTlulis Boretz. That we know from the Mishnah in the first Perek in Kedushin. The Mishnah is telling me Eretz Yisrael has a Mikzas of Kedushas HaMikdosh, and therefore there are enough Kiminis Ladina. So just like it doesn't mention Shumas HaMaisis, etc., it ought not to mention Bikurim as well. Or maybe no. Maybe the fact that Bikurim is restricted only to Eretz Yisrael is unrelated to Mitzvahs HaTlulis Boretz. Maybe it's a Sepik Zeres HaKosmos. So L'Chari, the two Girsis in the Mishnah, as opposed to the Sifrei Zuta, should depend on the 2 days that Tosfos said. That's how that's how Rav Menachem Zemba suggests. The Mishnah has the din that you cannot bring in the very beginning of Bikurim. It says you cannot bring Bikurim before Shavuos. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Ein Mevim Bikurim Koidim Lo Atzeres before Shavuos. Anshei Hartzvuim, the people from a certain community, Heviu Bikurim Koidim Lo Atzeres. The Mishnah says later that when they would bring the Bikurim, the people from the same community would all come at the same time. That's in Perek Gimel it describes. How would they bring the Bikurim? So they would all come together. And then they would, here, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, it describes all of the people from the community would come together, and then they would come to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they would greet them in the last line in Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Achenu Anshe Amokim Ploni Bosim L'Sham, that we greet the Jews who are coming from whatever, from this kibbutz, we greet the Jews coming from that kibbutz. Every time they would come, all kibbutz are together. So the Mishnah here has in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the people came from the community Hartzvui. They brought Bikurim Koidim Latzeres, and the Rabbonim and the Beis HaMikdash didn't allow it. V'loi kiblu mehem, they didn't allow them to bring it. They told them to go back and come again after Shavuos. V'pnei HaKos of Shabbat Torah, because the Pasuk says the Chumash, V'chag HaKotzir Bikurim Asecho, HaShatizra Basodeh. Shavuos is the Chag HaKotzir Bikurim Asecho. What do you mean, what's the halacha? That you're not allowed to bring any Bikurim before Shavuos. What kind of a din is this? So the Bartanura on the side writes the same as Rashi, but a few places in Shas, Rashi in Psochem and in Menachos and a few other places I think. Rashi, every time this is mentioned in the Gemara, not so many times, Rashi writes the same as the Bartanura here, that there is a Mishnah Menachos that says like this, there is an Issa Chodosh Ba'Medina and there is an Issa Chodosh Ba'Migdash. The Issa Chodosh Ba'Medina means that no one is permitted to eat any of the grain that was planted that took roots after the Hakrovas Omer. If someone's going to plant Tavua now, and it's going to grow, so we won't be allowed to eat it until next Pesach, until they bring the Minchas HaOmer. Or if there's no Beis HaMikdosh, then it's Tzumah Shel Yom Mizmata. Then when it comes the day of Tes Zayin Nissen, so even though you didn't bring the Yomer, Aretzem Hayom Hazeh Ad HaViyachem Eser Matnufa. Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdosh HaYakayim Ad HaViyachem Eser Matnufa. So you bring the Yomer. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdosh Kam, then it's Aretzem Hayom Hazeh Ad Tzumah Shel Yom, then it's Tzumah Shel Yom Mizmata. Tzumah Shel Yom is the daytime part of the day as opposed to the nighttime. Leil Tezayin, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh yet, till Yom Tezayin. The Gemara has a machloik, and you say Ad V'Ad Bechlal or Ad V'Leil Bechlal. What's the matir? Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when are you permitted to eat the Tfuah Chadosh? It doesn't mean the crack of dawn, the morning of Tezayin. Ad V'Leil Bechlal, they say Ad V'Ad Bechlal till the end of the day, till the Sofim. That's how we paskin. The Yom Henech Kula Yosef. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made 9 takonis. He was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He made 9 takonis. And 8 out of the 9 takonis are the Rabbonans. Takonis the Rabbonan. And the 9th one is a Din Doraisa. What do we call a takon? It means Dorash Vehiskin. He popularized this din. He let everybody know that this is the Din Doraisa. This is the 9th takonis that's Dorash Vehiskin that constitutes a real Din Doraisa. The Yom Henef, the day of Tnufa Soimer, Yom Tezaim, is Man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Rabbi Mizaka was the Nasi during the Churban, before, and during and after. He was the one who negotiated with Vespasian. He surrendered Yerushalayim, and he asked for permission to move the Rabbanim to Yavne, and so on. So after the Churban, Abizman Abayis, they brought the Yomer. So after Hakrobas Yomer, the Chodesh was Muta. After the Churban Abayis, so they weren't sure when is the Matir. Is it Chilas Yom Tezayin or Sof Yom Tezayin? So he passed that the Din Daraisa requires Sof Hayom of Yom Tezayin. Ad V'yad Bechlal. Ad Itzuma Shel Yom Itzuma Shel Yom, meaning the daytime part of Tezayin, the end of the daytime part, then you're allowed to eat the Chodesh. So the Mishnah says in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that Ha'omer Matir as HaChodesh Ba'medino, the Hakrovas Ha'omer, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, the Hakrovas Ha'omer is Matir, all the people to eat Chodesh all over the world, and the Hakrov of the Shtei Alechem, that's brought on Shavuos, is Matir Chodesh and Mikdash. What does it mean Chodesh? Chodesh Ba'medino, the Issa Chodesh all over the world means that you're not allowed to eat any of the 5 kinds of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt. You're not allowed to eat anything that was planted after the Tezayin Nissan, anything you plant now, you're not permitted to eat till next Pesach, till HaKrovas HaOmer of next Pesach, Tavshin Nun Hei, or till, if there won't be any Beis HaMikdash, until Itzuma Shel Yom, till the end of the Yom Tnufas, till the Yom Hanif is over. What's the din of Chodesh Ba'Mikdash? The din of Chodesh Ba'Mikdash doesn't only apply to the Tvuah. The Mishnah says it even applies to Shemen, it even applies to Yayin. You're not permitted to bring any Menachos of grain to burn on the Mizbeach for the new Tvuah. Or you're not permitted to bring any Nisachim of wine. You're not permitted to mix in any Shemen into the Mincha. You have to have Selos Blul Ba'Shemen. Or you're not permitted to bring any Bikurim, anything that's brought that has a Shaychus with the Mizbeach. Any carbon that's brought has a shaychus with the mizbech, including the bikurim, may not be brought from the new payers that grew, from the new crops, even after Pesach, even after he brought the min chasayim, you're not allowed to bring chasayim before the shtei alechem, then b'dieved it will be good. What's the reason why there should be such a distinction? So if you would have asked us, we would have given a very simple reason, that if you bring it before the min chasayim, then it's even also lahed. Muta b'achila to a ben Yisrael, but if it's also to a head yod, so it's pasal agabi mizbeach. The Gemara has in different places. Menachos daf hey, there's a whole sugya of b'mashki Yisrael min amuta leYisrael. So whatever is also for Yisrael to eat, so you can't bring as a korban. So before mincha sarim, even b'dieved is no good because it's a lack of b'mashki Yisrael. But after the mincha sarim, before you bring the shtei alechem, so there's no chisarim b'mashki Yisrael, it's muta. That's what we would have said, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Rishonim asked the kasha, why didn't the Gemara? There's a sefer on Menachos that's called the Chidush HaRashbo. They say it's by somebody else, it's not by the Rashbo. It's not, the Rashbo was first level Rishon, this is perhaps a 10th level Rishon, whatever, it's not exact. Someone who lived in the period of the Rishon, but he wasn't really on the same level as the Rashbo. So he asked this kasha, and he mutchazai some kind of a shveret her. The kasha is a good kasha, and it's a problem, because the Gemara gives a different hezber. Rav Tarfon gave a hezber, why it's a difference before the Yomer, and before the Shtei Alechem. But what Shtei Talkopan in the Mishnah says, B'dieved, if someone brought Yayin or Shemen or Mincho in between Pesach and Shavuos, B'dieved is good. So the Yerushalmi is bothered with a kasha on this Mishnah. Why does it say the Anshei Hartzvuim brought the Bikurim already to the Beis HaMikdosh? And then it says, V'lekiblu mehem. What do you mean, V'lekiblu? And they sent them back, and he said, come back in another month? It's the Shem B'di'evet, they brought it already. So B'di'evet, the din is that it is. Muta b'achila to a ben Yisrael, but if it's also to a head yod, so it's pasal agabi mizbeach. The Gemara has in different places. Menachas Dafei, there's a whole studio of b'mashki Yisrael min amuta l'Yisrael. So whatever is also for Yisrael to eat, so you can't bring as a korban. So before mincha sarmi, even b'dievet is no good because it's a lack of b'mashki Yisrael. But after the mincha sarmi, before you bring the shtei alechem, so there's no chisar b'mashki Yisrael, it's muta. That's what we would have said, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Rishonim asked the kasha, why didn't the Gemara? There's a sefer on Menachas, that's called the Chidush HaRashbo. They say it's by somebody else, it's not by the Rashbo. It's not, the Rashbo was first level Rishon, this is a tenth level Rishon, whatever, it's not exact. Someone who lived in the period of the Rishon, but he wasn't really on the same level as the Rashbo. So he asked this kasha, and he mutches some kind of a shver eteret. The kashas are good to kasha, and it's a problem, because the Gemara gives a different hesber. Rab Tarfon gave a hesber, why it's a difference before the Yomer, and before the Shtei Lechem. But what state I'll call upon him, the Mishnah says, B'dievet, if someone brought Yayin or Shemen or Mincho in between Pesach and Shavuos, a B'dievet is good. So the Yerushalmi is bothered with a kasha on this Mishnah. Why does it say the Anshei Hartzvuim brought the Bikurim already to the Beis HaMikdosh? And then it says, V'lekiblu mehem. What do you mean, V'lekiblu? And they sent them back, and he said, come back in another month? It's the Shem B'dievet, they brought it already. So B'dievet, the din is that it is good. So B'dievet, leave it the way it is and say that it's okay. Why weren't they accepting it? Because it's the Chavedi B'dievet. So the Yerushalmi in asking the Kasha is assuming like Rashi in the Bartanur that the only reason why you're not allowed to bring Bikurim before the Shtei Alechem is because of that universal din that you're not allowed to bring any Mincha or any Yayin or any Shemen, anything that's Korban Mizbeach. You can't bring for the new Paris that just grew this year. It's a din of Chodesh B'Migdosh. And the Issa Chodesh B'Migdosh is Nita with the Havu HaShtei Alechem. It was before the Shtei Alechem. Yerushalmi asked, no, B'dievet, it's good. Yerushalmi answers, these were Anoshim Misuyom, these were Anoshim Chashuvim. Anshei Hatzvuim were well-known people. They're going to write it up in a newspaper. Mm-hmm. First page of the New York Times, whatever, the Jerusalem Post, or the Yosef Nemo, whatever. Anshei Hatzvuim brought the Bikurim before Shavuos. And everybody's going to look up to them, and people are going to think that it's Mutter. If they did it, even B'dievet, so we can do it. L'chatchila. That's like the klal the Gemara has in many different places. Adam Chashuv Shaini. Sometimes something is Mutter, and the Gemara in the Talmud Bavli has in a few different places. If he's an Adam Chashuv, a big Talmud Chacham, and everybody looks to him, he has to be Machmer, because everybody looks at the Rabbonim, and they feel, look, I'm not a Rav. I'm not Mukhiv to do like that. I can do 10 Madregas lower. So if the Rav is going to do something that's just mutter, has a heter by the skin of his teeth, and then everyone's going to look at him, they're going to do 10 madrigas lower. They're going to do easier. They're going to do things that are really yasser. So the Gemara says all the time, Adam Chashuv Shani has to be machmer, even on Dvar Mahamutorim. Even though the Shach writes an interesting comment in Yerideya, the Shach has, I think it's in Hilchas Ribbis in one place. The Gemara has in different places Adam Chashuv Shani, and Ribbis, and Bisholakum, and different things. So the Shach points out that every single instance where the Bavli says Adam Chashuv Shani, Yerushalmi never has that. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, I took his word for it, I don't know. He says, if you look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, he never says anywhere such a concept, Adam Chashuv Shani. Here it does say, here it says Adam Chashuv Shani. That's what Yerushalmi says over here. In effect, it says that these Anshei Hatzvin, these were very respectable Chashuv Balabatim, and if you'll allow them, if you'll allow the din was the B'dievet, it's kosher. If you allow that din, then other people will come to do it, even L'chatchila. So you see that there is such a thing as Adam Chashuv. So Mislam, the answer is it's a little different. All the cases where the Bavli says Adam Chashuv Shaini and the Shach claims the Yerushalmi never halts from that, they're all cases where the thing is Heter Gomor. We're talking about a case where it's Mamish Heter Gomor. And nonetheless, the Bavli says Adam Chashuv Shaini, he should be Machman Adavra Mutter. Here we're talking about a thing that really is lachatchili, you're not allowed to do it. It's only b'dievet. The Mishnah says, Menachas b'dievet, it's acceptable. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. If you'll allow them to follow the din b'dievet, so this will lead other people to do it lachatchila. And here they're doing something that is wrong. So he say Adam Chashiv Shiny. Here this Bidiyevid is really Alachatchila. It'll be converted into Alachatchila. So that's what the Bartanure writes, that's why Rashi writes, that's what the Yerushalmi says. The reason why they didn't accept the Bikurim from the Anshei Hatzvuim, who brought it, even though they brought it before after Pesach, what they brought the Bikurim before Pesach. They didn't really have it, it's no good. No, they brought it before Shavuos. Kaidam Atzeres, they brought it before, it doesn't say Kaidam Atzeres, they brought it before Shavuos. The Bidiyevit is good. So nonetheless, the Yerushalmi says they didn't accept because they're on Rashim Chashuvim and everyone's going to look up to them. The Rambam, when he writes this din, he writes these in two different places. These are two different halachas. He says the halacha that you're not allowed to bring yayin and shemen and soles from grain or peiros that grew, the tzvuah chadosha that grew until you bring the shtei alechem. There's in one place the Rambam has. And then b'diyevet, if you brought it after Pesach before Shavuos, b'diyevet, it's good. Then he quotes in a different place, in Luchas Bikurim. Emivim Bikurim Kodem Latzeres is an independent halacha, not like Rashi writes, that this is just an application of that din, that you're not allowed to bring Menachadish. No! The Rambam holds that even b'diyevet, it's no good here. Not like the Yerushalmi, even b'diyevet, it's no good. It's a separate halacha, separate din. V'chag ha-kotze Bikurim ha-secha shatizra ba-sode, that you cannot bring Bikurim, that's the Zman, Bikurim has his Zman. You cannot bring Bikurim before Shavuos. Not because of the issue of Chodosh, that Chodosh is not Nita Bamigdosh until Havuas Terechma, has nothing to do with that. Kodem Atzeres is before the Zman. I remember when we were learning Mishnah Yischalad, the Rav was talking about this also, so he said Asvara, I think he said the Minchas Chinuch has it, I don't remember, so I looked briefly today, I couldn't find it. I seem to remember he said Asvar from the Menchas Chinuch that even on Shavuos, after they brought the Shtei Alechem, he still cannot bring Bikurim. Asvar that based on this pasuk, he cannot begin to bring Bikurim according to the Rambam sheet until Isruchag, to the day after Shavuos. The Bizman begins the day after Shavuos. Asvar to say you cannot bring it even on Shavuos after the Avosh Shtei Alechem. According to Rashi and Batanur, certainly not so. They say it's just the din of Chodesh, that the Chodesh is Nita Bamigdosh after Shtei Alechem. So after Shtei Alechem is Zichah Mutar. Because you're doing a malacha. Yeah, but here by Bikurim, no malachas are involved. The malacha is not Deicha Yontif. When you bring a korban, you shecht it, and you do Zvikas Adam, so Shechit is a malacha deraisa. And Zvikas Adam is Misakin Mone, Midirabon, and it's a malacha Midirabon. But if you bring Bikurim, then no malachas. He just says Aram Yavidavi, picks it up, he puts it down. There's no mukta. It's muta bachila, it's not mukta. So l'chari, there shouldn't be any problem of bringing a korban yochid. If you can bring a korban on Shabbos without doing the malacha, it would also be mutter. Can you bring bikurim on Shabbos? Why not? If you have, let's say the Shabbos after. Next Shabbos. The haloischa, the Shabbos after Shavuos. Can you bring bikurim on Shabbos? Why not? If you have an erev, and there's no issa, there's no problem of carrying. So why can't you bring bikurim on Shabbos? Why should it be a problem? Yeah, that's a shaila of Nesina, yeah. The Mishnah in Beitzah discusses giving truma to the Kohen on Shabbos and Yontif. That's a problem, giving it away. So he won't give it away. Okay. What about just the bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash? He can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. The din is that before you fulfill the mitzvah of Havoas HaBikurim, the Kohen is not permitted to eat the Bikurim. The Bikurim has a status like truma, like Maaseh Sheni. My sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, but can be eaten by anybody, not labdavka by a kohen, anybody who's tohor. And truma has to be eaten by a kohen, but doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The bikurim has the double status. Either has superimposed one kedusha on top of the other, a hybrid kedusha, whatever, shimon and the rabbanon. The din is it has to be eaten davka by a kohen, like truma has to be eaten davka in Yerushalayim, like my sheni. So the... Mishnayis and the Gemara, Beikah, the Gemara in the end of Makkos has this. The Gemara in the end of Makkos has it. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph has it more so. That the Kohen is not permitted to begin eating the Bikurim until you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Havoas HaBikurim. Now how exactly are you supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Havoas HaBikurim? So the mitzvah Bishlei Musa would be to do the Havoah, and to do the Tnufin, to do the Hanocha, to put the basket on the floor, and to do the Mikra Bikurim, to say the Arami Avidovi. What if the person brought the Bikurim and he didn't recite Arami Avidovi? So then the Gemara says, "Is yotze the mitzvah shelo b'shleim musa?" Nish gefel. So is yotze the mitzvah shelo b'shleim musa? So b'diyeved the kohen is still permitted to eat the bikurim. But what happens? The Gemara says, "What happens if he fulfilled the mitzvah? What happens if he did the mitzvah so much shelo b'shleim musa? Let's say he didn't do the hanocha. He didn't. There's a machlekes in the Gemara, a machlekes hatanai, where the tenufa is miakevis." It says in the Chumash that when you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to hold on to the bottom of the basket. The Kohen is supposed to hold on to the sides of the basket. They both hold on. The Kohen and the Balaam hold on. They pick it up and wave it in all directions. What if you didn't do the Tenufa? So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Is that Miakevis or not? Maybe you still fulfill the mitzvah Shelo B'Shleim Musa. Maybe not. Ashayla, how much can be missing from the mitzvah and you say that you're still Yaitzim? Let's say I bring a Korban Mincha, and I poured in the shemen, and I didn't do the blila. It says, so is blula ba shemen, I didn't do the blila. So the Mishnah says, loy bala lis kosher. What if I didn't even pour in the shemen? That's possible. If you didn't pour in the shemen, it's possible. But if you poured in the shemen, you just didn't stir it, so loy bala lis kosher. Then Reb Zeira has a pshat on the Mishnah. What if you didn't stir it, and it's impossible to stir it? There's so much flour in the container that if you're going to stir it with the blila, it's going to fall over. So then Rav Zeri says, Taich in the Mishnah, then loy bala lis pasul. Why? So the Shagazari says, the mitzvah is done so much, shelo b'shleim musa, it's missing too much. If you have a mincha that has the solus and has the shemen, you just didn't mix it. No. But you had the option, you had the opportunity to mix it, you just didn't do it. It's roy le blila, but you just didn't do the blila. So that's an incomplete mitzvah. But I'll call upon him, it's a mitzvah, shelo b'shleim musa, so you yaitze b'diyeved in an incomplete state. But if you didn't do the blila, because he cannot even do the blila if you'll try, that's more shelo b'shleim musa. He can't even do it if he tries to. So since it's so much shelo b'shleim musa, so then I declare you're not even yotze the mitzvah at all, and the whole Korban Mincha is no good. That's how the Shagasai learns Pshat and Nedrin. So the Gemara has such a similar application of Rav Zeira's Svara, that the culture ain't a royal blila, blila miyakevis, but if you can't even do blila if you try, then it's no good. So the Gemara has it over here. If you bring the Bikurim, and you didn't recite Arami Avodavi, b'diyeved the kohen can still yoytze the mitzvah b'kurim shelo b'shleim musa. If you bring the b'kurim, you didn't do tenufa, that's a machlokes hatanoim. If you bring it, you didn't even do hanocha, you didn't even put it on the floor, it says v'hinachto lefnei Hashem alakecho. You didn't even do hanocha, so that for sure is ma'ake. There are machlokes in what's ma'ake, but the tenufa is ma'ake, but the mikra b'kurim is not ma'ake. So the Gemara says, but what happens like this? I was mafrish b'kurim before Shavuos. And then the Mishnah says he can, starting from Shavuos till Sukkos. Yeah, where's the Mishnah? From Shavuos till Sukkos is Mevi Vikore. This, where's the Mishnah? And Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Me'atzeres V'yarachag. Starting from Shavuos till Sukkos is Mevi Vikore. He brings the Bikurim and he recites Arami Avodavi. From Shavuos till Chanukah is Mevi V'enokore. And after Chanukah is Eina Mevi. You can't even bring it at all. So, and the Gemara explains why. Because the Havuas HaBikurim has to be V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Lakech, has to be Bizman Simcha. And the Mikra Bikurim has to be Bizman Simcha. For the Mikra Bikurim you need even more Simcha than for the Havuas HaBikurim. So after Chanukah there's no more Simcha from last. It's a Fayor Gishnei, or whatever you call it. It's gore. Now he's still being misamech. The farmer is still rejoicing after Chanukah over the dvur that completed growth before Shavuos. Ancient history. So it's not the Zman Simcha anymore. But before Chanukah, after Sukkot, before Chanukah, he's still a little rejoicing, but not so much. So in order to have Mikra Bikurim Darami Avodah, there has to be in the real Zman Simcha. The real Zman Simcha is from the Kotzir, from the Ktsira, up until Sukkot. And after Sukkot is a lower level of Simcha up until Chanukah, so that lower level of Simcha is sufficient with respect to Havas HaBikurim, but it's insufficient with respect to the Mikra B'Kurim. That's how the Gemara explains that they both depend on Zman Simcha, and one needs a higher level of Simcha than the other one. So the Gemara says that this halacha, that from Sukkot till Chanukah, it can be maybe Bikurim, just a minute, the Gemara says, when did he harvest the Bikurim? If he harvested the Bikurim before Shavuos, or after Shavuos, before Sukkot, at a time that it was omit to be brought before Sukkot. He has so many months ahead, it's omit to be brought before Sukkot, and it's omit to have Mikra Bikurim. So then, if he's going to bring the Bikurim Lamaisa, the Poel Mamash is going to march into the Beis HaMikdash after Sukkot, before Chanukah, and he's unable to do Mikra Bikurim even if he wants to. We don't even let him do mikri bikurim. So the Gemara applies Rav Zeira's svara. There's ein roi leblila blila miyakevis boy. When you bring a mincha and you pour in the shem and you didn't stir it, you're missing a little bit of the carbon. So b'diyevid you yotze the mincha shalom b'shlay musa. When you bring a mincha and you can't even stir it if you try because it has too much soda, it's going to fall out. Then even b'diyevid it's no good. That's too much shalom b'shlay musa. If it's so much shalom b'shlay musa, you can't even do that chelik of the mitzvah, which is normally not miyakev. You can't even do it if you try, if you want to. That's called too much shalom b'shlay musa. See here also, if you're going to bring the bikurim, which you have boats there, which you harvested, which you were kurishem sometime before Sukkot, you're going to bring it after Sukkot, before Chanukah, we wouldn't even let you bring the bikurim. You won't even yotze the, you won't even be yotze the mitzvah of havoas bikurim shaloi bishlei musa, because it's so much shaloi bishlei musa that even if you want to mikra, even if you want to recite the parasha, you can't. So when does the Mishnah say that you can bring from Sukkot till Chanukah? If you harvested it after Sukkot. You harvested after Sukkot. Or, the Yishami has another case, I harvested it before Sukkot, and at the time of Bitsira, when I was harvesting, I declared that I don't plan to bring it till after Sukkot. So, Milachatchila, it was never, this Bikurim never had a mitzvah, Mikra Bikurim, on it from the first day. If I harvested it after Sukkot, so right away from day number one, when it was Chaladin Bikurim, it didn't have, it wasn't Naimid Lemitzvah's Kriya. Or even if they harvested before, and I said b'shas b'tzire, I don't plan to bring it till after Sukkah. So also the din of the chayvas mikra bikurim is never chal. This is just parenthetically. This is a strange. This is not the main thing that I wanted to talk about. This is a strange din. What has it got to do with the b'tzire? When you kore shem on the bikurim, isn't it chal b'mechuber? Mishnah describes how does the farmer. He says, how does the farmer mafresh bikurim? So it says, Yor Adam Utech Sadeyu, and he looks around, that's in the third parak, I think. Ketza mafreshim bikurim, the beginning of the third parak. Yor Adam Utech Sadeyu, v'rayotayna shebikir, eshkol shebikir, only Zayin Minim. Only Zayin Minim. He sees that they're beginning to ripen, so he ties a ribbon around it, and he declares, Hare Elu bikurim, and that's it. He's mafish bikurim and mechubel lekarka, and it's chal. Shume is not chal by mechubel lekarka. It's a pasuk that even b'diyevet, if mafish tum mechubel lekarka, is not chal. Neter revay is chal by mechubel lekarka. Shume is not chal. So ma'aser rishon is not chal. Ma'aser sheni is also not chal. Has all the dinim of shume. But neter revay is chal. Neter revay when it grows on the tree. The first 3 years is zorlo. The fourth year is neter revay automatically. So neter revay is chal by mechubel lekarka. That's the shaila over here. The bikurim has an element of kedushas shume. Has an element of kedushas. Ma'isusheni and that revay to it. So Rab Shimon, Aimer, Rab Shimon says, Afal Pichen, even though he declared that it should be Bikurim when it's Mechuba Lakarka, you have to be Chayze Bikari Osim Bikurim, Miacha Sheitol Shemin Akarka, because the Kedusha Sa Bikurim is not Nishlem, it's to left, they do the Kli Shemin Akarka. So Rab Shimon is the one, we don't pass, and I like Rab Shimon, the Bartimaeus, we don't pass like Rab Shimon, Shiti Yechido. Rab Shimon holds that the Kedusha Sa Bikurim requires a second Hagdosha, you need a Kedusha Speb in Mechuba. To give it sort of the Kedushas Neter Revay, and then you have to repeat the Kedusha after you turn the Shemana Karka to give it the second, that's what it sounds like, to give it the second level of Kedusha, to be Mashmah Kedusha. And the Chachamim seem to disagree with her. The Chacham hold that the minute that you Kore Shem and Mechuber, everything is Chal. So if everything is Chal, what in the world is the Yerushalmi talking about? That if the Bitsire, he was, what if he was Kore Shem before Shavuos? And the Bitsira was, let's say, it's Koreshem before Sukkot, and the Bitsira is after Sukkot. And Shami says it all depends whether the Bitsira was after Sukkot or before, or when I did the Bitsira, Batsra Metchila al Das Kain. When he did the Bitsira, did he plan to bring it before Sukkot, did he plan to bring it after Sukkot? What is the significance of the Bitsira? We don't pass on like Reb Shimon, we pass on like the Tanakhama. That the Kriya Hashem b'mechuber is chal and has the Hokdusha's Truma. So you see from the Yerushalmi, not so. You see that in principle we're masking with Reb Shimon. That when you kore shem and mechuber, it doesn't have yet the full kedushas bikurim, because bikurim is a hybrid of kedushas neter revay with truma. So the chelik of the neter revay can be chal b'mechuber like neter revay. The chelik of the truma is not chal b'mechuber. So both are masking. Reb Shimon and Rabban, they both agree that the full the kedushas bikurim b'shleimus is only chal mikishei tolshim when you do the b'tzir. Except the Tanakhama holds not mechuyev to make a second kriya shem. It'll become kodesh me'edov. Let's say when you do the havoas makom. When you bring it to Yerushalayim, and we said the Havoas Mokem is Mashlim, the Kedushas HaBikurim, so you have to make a Kedushas Peh? No, automatically, you bring it from Chutz to Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim. So the halacha says, "Vos Hashama Ba'aveisim Shama." When you bring it into Yerushalayim, the kedusha becomes nishlam seir. Also, the Tanakama in principle is masking with Reb Shimon that the kedusha sabikurim is not nishlamis until you do the bitzira when it's tolush. But he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon that you need another kriya Hashem. Shengizok ha'reizu bikurim la'Hashem. What does he have to say again? Ha'reizu bikurim la'Hashem. So the kedusha becomes nishlamis meila, but they're also masking that to such a thing. So that's how the Shagisari has a famous siman vav. There's a whole arichas. He explains. That's the Yisayid Adin of the Gemara in Bava Basra Pei Aleph in the end of Makkos also, that the Kohenim are not permitted to begin eating the Bikurim until after their farmer has fulfilled the mitzvah. He doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. Chatchila tell him to do the whole mitzvah. But B'yevet, if he does the mitzvah, Shelo Bishlei Musa is also good. But if he does it, Mamish is, everything is missing. He didn't do Hanocha, he didn't do Tnufa, he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't do anything there. Sometimes, let's say, I bring a korban minchan, I'll only bring a chatzi yisor. Chatzi yisor, that's legamri shaloi bishlei mus. So he didn't even begin to do the mitzvah. But if he brought the minchan, he brought the shem, and he just didn't do the blila, so that's shaloi bishlei mus in Ishgefela. So here also we have different protim. When do you say the mitzvah is done so much shaloi bishlei mus that even b'dieved, he doesn't even have a partial kima mitzvah? When you say no, he has a partial kima mitzvah.
He doesn't say harei lebikurim.
Nothing. It's miyakim. There's a deal in Rabbi Nachum Zembe's son. Rabbi Nachum Zembe had a son who died at the age of 17. He was a super genius. He knew everything that it said in all the Achrayim at the age of 17. Everything that his father said. That's a super. Everything his father ever said. And he wrote Chiddush Torah of his own. After knowing what everybody else said. Usually when you say Shtukat Torah, you're going to find that it says it somewhere. The Rabbi used to tell us that sometimes he would visit Rab Chaim Oizem in Vilna, so he would tell him a chiddush that he was mechadish, he would go from Berlin sometimes to visit. So he said Rab Chaim Oizem would climb up on the ladder and pull out some obscure sefer and show him, oh, here, it says it over here. He said, not a minchas chiddush, not a famous one. Every single chiddush that he said, he would show him where it says. He would be excited, because the rabbi would say over with more gishmak than it said over there, but he showed him that the kudah of the word, the kudah of the chiddush, shayin kishtanon over there. So this is Rabbi Nachum Zemes' son, knew everything that it said and still has chiddush. So he has a section in the sefer. The father printed the sefer after the son died. The son died at a young age. It has askama from the Ger Rebbe, I think, that he knew him personally. He was given as a teenager. He was a genius. So he has a discussion of this. Truma is chal b'machshov. We learn that from the pasuk v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. The truma can be chal b'machshov. Would you say the same regarding bikurim also? The Pashto says that, yeah, why not? Alpi Pashto should be there. He has a pilpul, maybe not. Maybe they're makoris to indicate the other ones. The Pashto says that even if he doesn't say it explicitly with his lips, if he has in mind that he wants the Kedusha's Bikurim to be Chal, he ties it around. So the Pashto says, yeah. Pashto says that it would be Chal, even with Machshav alone. The question is, though, the way we started off, that really Havuaz Bikurim and Mikur Bikurim are two distinct mitzvahs. And I think all the Moriah mitzvah counted as two. The Ram Nechinach, I think all the others, they all counted as two distinct mitzvahs. Let's assume that Dava Pashut. Havuaz Bikurim and Mikur Bikurim are two distinct mitzvahs. So why does the Shagas Aryeh call this a mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa? If you bring Bikurim and you didn't do Mikro Bikurim, that's another mitzvah. The Havuaz Bikurim I did 100%. I didn't do the Mikro Bikurim. So why does he say, if he didn't do Mikra Bikurim, it's a mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa? But if he didn't do Mikra Bikurim because you're unable to do Mikra Bikurim, even if you'll try, then it's even worse. Kol Shein Avay Lebila, it's so incomplete that it's Ma'akev. That Mamish, it's missing too much. It's part of Merubah Laim, and I didn't yet say a partial Kima Mitzvah at all. What do you mean it's incomplete? I did this mitzvah, and I didn't do the other mitzvah. Why should I consider that an incomplete Kima Mitzvah? So rather the Rashbam, the Shagas Aryeh projects this pshat, and he Shagas Aryeh goes like this. Simon Vov in the Shagas Aryeh talks about a Ran. I don't think he quotes the Ran. I think he quotes the Shibboleth Halakhah, but it's a Ran in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that the din is Shamea Koine. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches says, Shamea Koine. Let's say the Baal Kori is reading the Megillah, and I listen. So I'm Yaitzeh with Shamea Koine. I'm Yaitzi. Shemeir is considered as if I say. So let's say somebody says Kiddush to be Moitzi me. So Lechatchin I'm supposed to say Amen at the end. Abdullah, Kiddush, whatever. What if I didn't say Amen? Also Yotze. By Mikra Megillah, by Tkiya Shofi, he says, you don't say Amen after the Tkiyas? You see that Shameya ki Tokeya. Shameya ki Kairi. So Shameya is also Kehoine. With the Yevit, Shameya is Kehoine. So Vet HaShaile, what if I'm in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and the Baal Tfila is up to Kedusha? Can you say Shameya Kehoine? That if I listen to the Chazan say Kedusha, it'll be Shameya Kehoine. So that's, so some say Hepsik, HaShaile, Tosis is Ma'ore, that it should be a Hepsik, Manavshach. If you say Shameya Kehoine on your Yotze, then let it be a Hepsik. If you say it's not a Hepsik, so then you should say you're not Yotze. Okay, that's what Tosis says, Manavshach against Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi in Brachas quotes the Bahag, you should pay attention, and you'll be Yotze with Shameya Kehoine, and it won't be a Hepsik. So Tosis says, Manavshach, it should be a Hepsik. So the Ran in Sukkah and Daflam and Ches, but the Gemara has his Din Shameya Kehoine, Afal Pishalay Ono, is also Yotze. So the Ran has a machlokes, and I think the Shagasar doesn't quote it from the Ran, I think he quotes it from the Shibal Aleka, but it's the same thing. That there is a group of Rishonim said, you can't say Shameya Kehoine if you're in the middle of the Shemana Esri and you listen to the Chazan Sek Dusha, because Kol She'en Roy Labilo, Bilam Yaakev. But when you say Shameya Kehoine, if you could have said the Kedusha, and you didn't, I could have said Kiddush, and I didn't, I listened to you, so then I'm Yotze. I could have blown the shofar myself, and I didn't bother to. I hear you say that, do the Tkiya shofar, so I'm Yotze Shmekar. But if I'm in the middle of Shmana Esrei, I'm not permitted to be mafsik to answer Kedusha, you're not allowed to. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha. So since you're not allowed to, so it's called Shein Roy Labilo, Bila Miyakarit. But that's what a group of Rishayim said, that you can't allow, not like Rashi. Rashi and the Bahak say you should be Mechavein, listen to the Baal Tfila say the Kedusha, and you'll be Yotze, but Shmekar Kaina. So the Ran and the Shabbat Lalekha quote such a time. So the Shagasariye disagrees with these Rishonim, and he says it's wrong. He comes up with this chiddush. He knows himself that our Rishonim would disagree with him. So he says the only time the Gemara ever applies, he claims, all the cases that the Gemara applies, the din of the Sfar of Rab Zeira, called She'en Aroy L'Bila, Blila, Blila, Miyakev's boy, if you're unable to do the Blila with the Mincha, then even with the Yevit it's no good. That's where Lechatchili is supposed to do Blila. Lechatchili is supposed to do the Mitzvah Bishlei Musa, to do the Havoas HaBikurim with the Mikro Bikurim, that's the Mitzvah Bishlei Musa. The Gemara in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza in the end of Yevamos has, when you do the Chalitza, he's supposed to do Kriyas HaPsukim. What if the person is performing the chalitza, the yovel nivoma, acherish, ain't a yochel adaber? They're intelligent people, they know what they're doing, they have kavana, but they can't speak pashut. Or they can't pronounce ches. Loi chofatzti lekachta. Let's say they can only say loi chofatzti. They try, they can't pronounce a ches. That's also called kol she'ena roi lebilo. So if they're unable to speak, unable to pronounce the words, they can't say the psukim, they can't talk at all, then the whole chalitza is no good. Even if you do chalitza, veloi koros ha psukim adiyev, it is good. So that's a mitzvah shalav bishlei musa, but if it's so much shalav bishlei musa that even if you would try to do it, you wouldn't be able to, so then it's legamri shalav bishlei musa, and you wouldn't even be yotze b'di yevit. So the Shagasai time is that's only in those cases where lechatchili is supposed to do bishlei musa, and you're starting off on the left leg, you're doing shalav bishlei musa, and it's if it's very much shalav bishlei musa, that even if you would try, you wouldn't be able to, so then that's too much to lie, and even b'di yevit, you're not yotze. But he says, what's the schlecht if I listen to the Baal Tekeb, lo shayach, I'm only yotze b'di yevet? There's a din l'chatchila, everybody has to say their own Kiddush. We never do that. The Baal Abba says Kiddush, everybody's yotze b'shemeh koine. There's nothing wrong. Maybe mitzvah bo yesem b'shlucha, but you can't say that it's only b'di yevet. What is a mitzvah shalom b'shalom musa, at k'dei kach that you say, and if he's in a position, in the middle of Shemana Esri, that he's not in a position even to say if he would want to, then it's so much shalav b'shalay musa that even b'di yevet he's not yotze. He says, what are you talking about? It's good l'chatchila. It's good l'chatchila shemeh koine. The only time you apply the principle of kol she'en aroy l'blila, b'lila miyakeves, is if you're talking about b'di yevet to begin with, you're talking that you're doing mitzvah shalav b'shalay musa. So if it's ain't aroy, you couldn't even do it if you would want to, that's called shalav b'shalay musa square. Worse shalav b'shalay musa. That's his thesis, but he admits himself that he's against the group of Rishonim. He has the Shibboleth HaLeket, and his Bayas, not everybody has the Shibboleth HaLeket, then has to run. The run on the Rif, the regular run on the Rif, on Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, and that Sugya, also presents such a view. So I was thinking maybe that's the reason why a group of Rishonim don't agree with the Shagasari, because his Svar is not so Mukhra. The Rashbam, on Baba Basra Pei Aleph, does not say the Hezber of the
of the Shagas Torah. The Rashbam writes about if you bring Bikurim after Sukkot, before Hanukkah, and you do the Betzira Min HaKarka before, so it's Oymed L'Kriya, now you can't do the Kriya, so even B'Yevit you can't bring it, oh, Ein Rav L'Blila, Blila Min HaKeres Bo, so the Rashbam writes the following. He says, you're doing a mitzvah that the Torah doesn't describe. The Torah only describes bringing Bikurim in a situation where you are able to do Mikra Bikurim. But to bring Bikurim in a situation where you can't even say Mikra Bikurim if you try, it doesn't say that it's very much a Lebish Limus. It doesn't say like the Shagas Arisvar. He says that's like bringing a Mincha Menu Adashim. The Torah says normally you bring a Mincha Menu Achitim. Once in a Yovel you bring a Mincha Menu Asorim from Bali. But to bring Mincha Menu Adashim from Kittias, that's the wrong thing. The Torah doesn't prescribe such a thing. So here also, the Torah tells you, you bring Bikurim in a situation where you could have done Kriyas HaParsha. Even if you didn't do the Kriya, so it's also good. But if you're going to bring Bikurim in a situation where you can't even recite Kriya Saparsha, if you try, because you're bringing it after Sukkot, so the Torah never described such a Bikurim. The Rashbam doesn't seem to say the same Hezber. It doesn't say the Fush, but it doesn't seem to be driving at the same Hezber as the Shagas Ari. He just said, this is not what the Torah prescribed. This is not, there's no similarity living a debt to what it says in the Torah. He doesn't say like the Shagas Ari that it's a mitzvah which is so much a Lubish Lemus is missing so much that even B'Yevit you're not Yetzis. I thought maybe that's the reason why the Rashbam has it on Baba Basra, that Pei Aleph, but the Gemara there is talking about the Havoras HaBikurim with the Mikra Bikurim. If one should assume like all the Rishonim say that Mikra Bikurim is really an independent mitzvah, the Havor L'chud and the Mikra Bikurim is L'chud. So if he does Havoras HaBikurim, this mitzvah is B'Shlei Musa, and the other mitzvah he didn't do. What has this got to do with that? The Havoras HaBikurim, the Koyan can't begin to eat the Bikurim until a farmer does Havoras HaBikurim. Why does he have to do the Mikra Bikurim? That's not Miyakev. Mikra Bikurim is not Miyakev at all. The Havoras HaBikurim is Miyakev. So the Shagas Ari claims, if you do Havoah without Mikra Bikurim, the Havoah is incomplete. So it could be the Rashbam doesn't agree with that. Could the Rashbam hold the Havoras HaBikurim is B'Shlei Musa? The other mitzvah is zero. This is 100% and that mitzvah is zero. So maybe that's what prompted the other Rishonim, the Shibolei Aleket with the Ran, to understand the Din differently. And that's why they applied it even to a person who's in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Let's say I'm in the middle of davening Ma'ariv and the Balabo Zokchan Kiddush, and I want to stop in the middle of Shemana Esrei to listen to Kiddush. Would you say Shemeh Koine in the middle of Shemana Esrei where you can't even be mafsik if you would want to? Halacha l'maisa is such a case. So that's a machlokes, a group of Rishonim against the Shagas Ari. Shagas Ari says, what's wrong? And the group of Rishonim say, no, kol shein aroi labila, bila me'akev is boy. Even though there is no requirement l'chatchila to say wrong Kiddush, but still, the halacha talks about Shemer Kaine when the person is in a situation where he has a brayer, he has an option. Either he says Kiddush or he listens to somebody else saying Kiddush. At that moment, a guy should listen to someone else saying Kiddush in an open way he cannot. He's unable physically. He cannot say Kiddush. He's a Cheirish, he cannot say Kiddush in the middle of Shemana Esrei. So maybe there I should say, Cheirish also has Shaila and Poskim in Yerudei Simon Aleph. By the Sheikhet who's Shechting a Behemah. So let's say there are two. L'chatchila Sheikhet has to say a broch. If he Shechts without a broch, it's good, but he has it. So what if the Sheikhet is mute? He cannot Shecht. But he's not deaf. So there's another Sheikhet. He's Shechting, he's saying a broch. So I'll Shecht and I'll listen to his broch. I can't say Amen, but I can be Yotze with Shemeh Kaine. Would you say Shemeh Kaine? So the Bir Agro there on Simon Aleph quotes, there's a Hagos Ashri who quotes this Shibolei Aleket Svar with this Ran. The Rari Shanim say, "Call Sheina Roy Labila, Bila Miakeves," but you can't say Shemei Kaine if you're physically either physically unable to say it yourself or in the middle of davening, middle of Shemana Esrei. So you can't be mafsik where you are. Not everybody's masking with the Shagas Ari's Hezber, because his Hezber is working on the premise that if you brought Bikurim and you didn't recite the Aram Yavid Ovi, the Havo is incomplete. And it's not so poshut at all. The way the Rishonim counted as two mitzvahs, it could be that it's not.
Tefillin is also two mitzvahs, and yet one. Tefillin is two mitzvahs, Kohen Ben Hashem, and yet one is a not B'Shlei Musa, without the other. So maybe the Rishonim's out.
Yeah. There you have a pasuk called Mancha Beda Necha Yushtaim. So the pasuk indicates, although this mitzvah luchud, that mitzvah luchud, if you do both together, it's even a bigger mitzvah. There's more. I mean, you could say the same over here. This mitzvah and that mitzvah together is more. Could be. It could be. This year is a Shemitah year, so there's a big diyun whether during Shnas HaShemitah is there an obligation to be Mafrish Bikurim. There's a Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim comes out from the blue. And Rashi says we don't know what the Mokar is. The Minchas Chinuch has a little bit. Other Achrenim have a lot of discussion about this. Rashi just writes like this, from the Pasuk, is Mashma that you have to bring Bikurim even in Shnas HaShemitah. And many others disagree and they say, no, what are you talking about? During Shnas HaShemitah, the karka is mine, but the peris that grow a hefker. So if the peris are hefker, so what's in a basis racist pre Adam Shinasaka Hashem became the Chutan later on? Because Rab Chaim, who's the son of the Beis Halevi, married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So they got along well, but the Talmidim made a whole machlekes, it was a whole din Torah, and they had to have a psak, who's the real Rosh Hashiva, whether the Netziv or the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi has in his Sefer on Chumash, he quotes the Rebbe Tzalo Vilna, the older brother of Rab Shlomo of Vilna. Shlomo of Vilna was a super genius, and he says his brother was a genius square. He was a bigger genius than all the geniuses. So Rabbi Tzal Vilna has a little sefer that's called Reishis Bikurim. A skinny little sefer. They have it in the libraries. I don't think it's reprinted. So he has in his sefer Achidish. They were Kohanim, Rabbi Tzal HaKohen Mivilna, Rabbi Shlomo Vilna, Rabbi Kohanim. So there's a shaila, if the Kohen has laryngitis and he wants to duchen and he can't say, Berech Hashem Yishmerecha, Tzumi Ken Zogn Shemei Kohenah. Let me tell the Kohen next to me. You say out loud, and you have in mind, heaven's in to be mitzvah me with Shemei Kohenah, like I can be yotze with Kiddush. And Avdala Shemei Kohenah, so let me be yotze with duchen in Shemei Kohenah. So the Beis Halevi writes in his Sefer HaChumash, because it lacks Kol Rom, so he says, the din requires the mikro bikurim. The Anisim Amartin, the Gemara says, means be Kol Rom. That's the minik talk that Chaim said. The minik is that when the Balkori lanes Kriyas HaTorah and Parshas Kisova, he should start laning louder by Arami Avidovi. Because the Gemara says from that point on, he say Bikol Rom. So the Netziv says, even though you need Kol Rom from the Kribikurim, still the Mishnah says that you allow Shemei Kain, and he proves that that's the Pshat. Not that the farmer would say after him word for word, but the Kain would be Moitzi and Shemei Kain. So he claims that it's a right that you do say Shemei Kain even when you need Kol Rom. That whatever qualities the voice have to have, I said it be Kol Rom. So whatever I did carries over to you, so it's considered as if you did it be Kol Rom. So the Rav used to always give a shiur to explain what the Beis HaLevi meant. He didn't mean what the Netziv thought it meant. A different thing, that by duchening, how loud does the Kohen have to scream? Let's say there's a small minion, only 10 yidin. So he has to scream so loud. So he said, no, he has to say loud enough that everybody in the back of the shul should hear. If it's a small minion, he can say softly. If it's a big minion, he has to scream loud enough. The idea of Kol Rom by duchening is that there should be a tzirup between the Kohen HaMavarech and the Kol HaMizbarech. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. How can you say Shemei HaKohenah? There's no tziruf. He doesn't hear my voice. There's no tziruf. By Mikra Bikurim, it's a din Kol Rom. You should recite Arami Avid Avi out loud. So as long as he says out loud, it's a din in the quality of the voice. Should be loud as opposed to soft. So loud. So he's saying it loud. And Yotzev Shemei HaKohenah is considered as if I said it loud. But by Duchening, Yotzev Duchening Shemei HaKohenah. So the Beis HaLevi writes in his Sefer HaChumash, because it lacks Kol Rom, so he says the din requires that Mikra Bikurin should be Vyanisavi Amarta. Vyanisavi Amarta, the Gemara says, means be Kol Rom. That's the minik talk that Chaim said. The minik is that when the Balkori lanes Kriyas HaTorah and Parshas Kisova, he should start laning louder by Arami Avidovi. Because the Gemara says, from that point on, he say be Kol Rom. So the Netziv says, even though you need Kol Rom from the Kribikurim, still the Mishnah says that you allow Shemei Kohen, and he proves that that's the Pshat. Not that the farmer would say after him word for word, but the Kohen would be Moitzi and Shemei Kohen. So he claims that it's a right that you do say Shemei Kohen even when you need Kol Rom. That whatever qualities the voice have to have, I said it be Kol Rom. So whatever I did carries over to you, so it's considered as if you did it be Kol Rom. So the Rav used to always give a shiur to explain what the Beis HaLevi meant. He didn't mean what the Netziv thought it meant. A different thing, that by duchening, how loud does the Kohen have to scream? Let's say there's a small minyan, only 10 yidin. He has to scream so loud, so he said no. He has to say loud enough that everybody in the back of the shul should hear. If it's a small minyan, he can say softly. If it's a big minyan, he has to scream loud enough. The idea of kol rom by duchening is that there should be a tzirup between the kohen hamavarech and the kol hamizbarech. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. How can you say shemer kohenet? There's no tzirup. He doesn't hear my voice. There's no tzirup. By mikri bikurim, it's a din kol rom. You should recite arami avirovi out loud. So as long as he says out loud, it's a din in the quality of the voice. Should be loud as opposed to soft. So loud. So he's saying it loud. And yotzev shemer kohenet is considered as if I said it loud. But by duchening, it's not a din that the voice should be loud as opposed to soft. It's a din you need a tzirup. That's why they have to face ponim keneged ponim, because you need a tzirup. So you need a tzirup, they should face each other. And you need a tzirup that it should be bekol rom, loud enough, they should all hear. So if he doesn't hear anything from me, so there's no tzirup. That's what the Rav claimed. That's how the family says it. That's what the Beis HaLevi meant. So Tosfos quotes this Mishnah and Megillah to explain why we have changed the institution of Kriyas HaTorah. Bizman HaTanoim v'Amarim, whoever got an aliyah had a lane his own aliyah. They didn't have a balkori. And we have switched it, so Tosfos explained based on the Mishnah, that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the farmers who didn't know how to recite Arami Avrabi were embarrassed. And the Mishnah says, Nimnu'u Milohavi. So they stopped bringing Bikurim. They didn't want to walk into the Beis HaMikdash Amanas to be embarrassed. So they made a takana, Shihu Makrinis HaKol. They said to everybody Arami Avrabi, not just for those who don't know, even for those who do know, when they're bringing the baby for the bris, they stand up for the baby who's an oral. Then I have to stand up for the baby after the bris. What? Says, no, he's standing up out of respect for the kvater, for the ones who are bringing the baby in. So that's what some paskim say, that when the chasen kalim march down to the chuppah, so they say you should stand up. So some achrayim, what some achrayim say, because chasen doim el melech, and maybe the kalim is also doim el melech, so you stand out of covet for the melech. And others say, no, that's not the reason why. The reason why is because they're like, they're on their way to do a mitzvah. They're going to get married. So a person is walking on his way to do a mitzvah, you have to stand up to be mechanic. Sure. These are some of the dinim that are in the geta.
Okay.
The kohen can read the bikurim even though he's not mechuyif for duha, because he cannot bring bikurim, the kohen himself. The kohen himself can never bring bikurim, right? They don't have an achron there, as well.
Why they can get Yerusha from an altar
there? Yeah. So it would be...
Why is it possible by my sashen, because I think some of the state which is on our side?